Blog Talk Radio.
Triangle erupting orbits and wreck the tracks like volcanoes. So that's where the me I
higher plan of years here for revolution and the burning constitution. Learn from us, get more of us return. Observe the facts, delivered by blacks. Soon as we united, the sky cracked. A group of UFOs formed the seven in the heavens. God celebrated devil's death day. Signal, jail, let loose the criminals. Bystanders died, waiting for miracles we giving you.
Wake the fuck up.
I'm making hearts up like G-stumps. Be cracking concrete chunks. Release once the earth shifts. Focal points clips. Zero the mist. Killer vocalist. Lotus fist blessed with loaded fists. Golden clips. Body slip like psychotic hicks. And soldier flicks. Who wrote this shit? Superior minds combine to blow this click. Enterprise like German spies. Keep my eyes on Soviets. They rush in my direction. I'm wetting like a leak bone. Freak bones. Seek bones to call home with freaks bone. They each his own. Chrome zones. Reclone like chromosomes. Holding chrome. The golden tone champ for rolling bones. Fire zone, blazing hot trails tonight. Barren fields, Saudi still collaborating on track with Bobby Steele. Generate a mill, killer be law, killer be kill. Know the lads, finally our justice has prevailed.
Wake the fuck up, or get broke the fuck up. The wisdom we apply, son, soak this shit up.
A 43rd conviction, incarcerated in hell for eternity. But my mentality and chemistry made me celestial through the galaxy. Sparks friction generating through evaporation. Slave for meditation, your body is now liquidation. Even your hemoglobin swollen with corrosion. Amputated, invaded, physical zone disintegrated. That's when niggas face the fucking with the sons of man. Thrown in the dungeon, I delete 100 men with the golden pen. It's forced to intercept with the click from Shaolin. Killing devils, scattering the ashes over the sea of the Mediterranean. That's my trademark, P.S. burnt in my victim's heart. I be that star from afar, illuminating through the dark. Another burning phase of death, the initiation of the mason. 186 Fridays left in the book of Revelation. Reminiscing about the days, raising hell, the divinity of my mind. Able me to see the technicality of mankind. Let's take a journey behind the closed doors of reality. Open your eyes to the revolution, you'll now escape the blind state of confusion. Trials and tribulations of the original nation. Leaves are head aching, the only chance of elevation. Unite with the black coalition. Son of man, population click, Wu-Tang Clan. Birth to kill the army, even your skeletons buried in the promised land.
Niggas better wake the fuck up!
No doubt. First World Order Radio is here to definitely make you wake the fuck up. No doubt we got a special guest tonight. Brother Panic is back for part two to that Pioneer Gland, the Gateway to Heaven. Before I bring him on, I'm going to bring on my co-host, Brother L. You here?
Peace, God. How you doing?
I'm doing well, God. We're getting ready to go into it tonight. You ready for it?
Oh, yes, sir. Ready.
All right. We're going to see how ready you are. We're getting ready to bring Brother Panic on. Brother Panic, you here?
Peace Almighty, what's going on?
Peace God, peace God. How you doing
today? What's up, Al? What's up, Brother Al? How's everything?
Oh, everything's wonderful, brother. How's yourself?
Good. Everything. Beautiful. You know how it is. Wednesday on a Wednesday night is the new science night. First World Order Radio. I don't know if you got a chance, Aline, but I put together a little logo. I put it on your page already, on your Facebook. So,
Check it out.
The wheels are in the motion. Wheels are in motion. We now have the logo. And
right.
I talked to the brother KV, and KV's always in the building. KV's probably in the room now. He's been in the shows, and he's always been, you know, representing since I've been on Blog Talk Radio. So when I asked him to do commercials, would he be interested in something like that? Not only would he say he'd do it, he said he'd do it absolutely for free. That's how into that's how dedicated the brother is to the cause. So I mean, he don't know,
man,
but if he wants to,
if he wants to take class,
you know, if I offered it to him, he said he'll do it for absolutely nothing. You don't even have to say his name. That's how humble the brother is. So I want to give him a big shout out, and that's the brother KV, Comedic Valley.
KV. No doubt.
So he going to take care of business for us soon. We got some ideas, you know, and so things in motion. Wednesday night is science night. Ain't no doubt about that. And what's absolutely clear is the feedback that I've been getting. I haven't seen more people more excited about a show since Blog Talk Radio has begun. So they feeling the combination. They feeling what's going on. We're going to keep this business up. We're going to keep this up. This is a whole new day of science. No more playing. So, you know, we're going to keep this going. Plenty more things. And like I said, any feedback, stuff y'all want us to deal with, feel free to hit up Brother Aleem. You know, Dr. Aleem Bay. What's your website? Dr. Aleem L. Bay, right?
Right, lbay.com. Yeah.
Right. Hit him up there. Hit him up on Facebook. Hit me up on Facebook or email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. And, you know, all ears open. We deal with some, you know, we'll deal with the subjects and the science you want to deal with.
Yeah, they can Twitter me now.
Get the Twitter on. Yeah, I'm on Twitter as well. You could tweet it. You could Twitterville me, and let us know what's going on, what y'all want to hear, what y'all want us to deal with, what's important to you, and you know we'll be more than happy to deal with it. Now, what we do know is important right now. One of the best things you could do is get into your pineal gland. And, you know, I'm not going to repeat all the stuff that I repeated on the first show. This is part two. So, you know, it's available for download. It's already on YouTube. The first show we did, it was that hot. You need to go and check that out. I'm going to give you a few updates. Then tonight is question and answer night. So we're going to pick up where we left off a little bit and get right on the phone. So we're waiting for people to build up in the room. Room is looking nice already. So when people are starting to figure out Wednesday is science night.
Right.
You know, so it's piling up in here. So one of the points I brought out last week was the importance of the pineal gland and the methods for opening up the pineal gland. The pineal gland is the gateway to that hidden world, to that spiritual world. With a closed or calcified or deactivated pineal gland, you no longer have access to a higher, more etheric or enlightened world. You walk around, as most of us do, in the day-to-day, mundane, routine, everyday, what they call waking consciousness. So as conscious people, what we've learned to do is take our waking consciousness, apply it with ancient information, and masquerade as its alchemy or as its something that's actually doing something beneficial for us. But the only thing that's really going to help you, change you, make a difference is if you're actualizing these things. If you're actualizing the conscious information that you're learning as opposed to just being able to repeat it, you know, on Facebook or to your friends who don't know any better. And to actualize it, you have to activate dormant parts of your body, at least starting with the pineal. I mean, eventually your kundalini, your chakra system, your melanin, and all of these things work together in tandem for a greater result. But what's clear is you still have to make it out that doorway or that gateway. That is the pineal gland. Now, some of the things that I talked about last week in terms of opening the pineal gland, at least based upon this particular study I was dealing with, there's a process. It's a process of alchemy that happens in the brain. And that particular process is something that we have mastered. But if we do not understand this process, then it's something that's going to go by the wayside. So what I pointed out was the first thing you need to do is go to the store, health food store, and try to get your hands on some tryptophan. Tryptophan helps with the production of what they call serotonin. Serotonin then helps or becomes melatonin, which is our melanin. Then from that point, there is a possibility for becoming something called 5-MeO-Tript or DMT. I believe this 5-MeO-Tript is another metaphysical name they call crystalline dew, where the heaviest portion of your melanin is in your brain. And this whole pathway eventually leads you to your spiritual experience, the DMT now. Understand the DMT can be taken when most people hear about this through mushroom use, peyote, drugs, or ayahuasca. Mm-hmm. Now, these things were heavy in DMT, so you can have an experience on the spot. But the DMT that can be manufactured in your brain will be at a constant flow so you can stay in a spiritual mindset. Not high out of your mind or not so jazzed that it's like an LSD experience, but to the point where you have access to the spiritual world to answer some of your spiritual questions or answer some questions with a spiritual answer besides the regular mundane answer. So the problem is, and I think a friend of mine, Kali, he told me I was saying MAO enhancers. What you're worried about is what's called MAO inhibitors, because in the process of tryptophan, serotonin, melatonin, 5-MeO-Tript, and DMT, there's a possibility that the body or the brain itself, because it's always fighting to be a mundane thinking machine,
right,
it will create what you call MAO inhibitors to shut down the serotonin, or even if it makes it to the melatonin process, shut down the melatonin before the melanin becomes spiritualized. So there are things you can do. So, and first and foremost, if you make up your mind, that's your first idea. Just to know that this is the process and make up your mind as the goal is step number one. And I think I pointed out last week, we can do one act, but our intention changes the whole act. Having sex with a woman, let's just say, is one act. But you can have sex just to get your rocks off. You can have sex for power. You can have sex to have babies and so on, and for creation and so on and so forth. So the one act changes the way you make love, and it's the same act. So your intention is everything. In this work, your intention is everything, and knowing what it is you're going for makes a whole bunch of sense. Because most people say, "Well, I just make melanin in my pine meal." You don't know the process of actually spiritualizing it, because melanin as well can also run into a problem and be inhibited by MAO enhancers. What happens with that is it gets absorbed into the nervous system. And that's what happens to most of us each night. This is why, our skin lasts longer. Our grandmothers still look like young women, while a 23-year-old white woman look like, you know what I'm saying, animals got loose at the zoo or some kind of shit on our face.
Right.
Because they're not producing enough melatonin at night for it to even be absorbed in their nervous system. Now, this is what happens to the everyday, mundane, regular-thinking black person, because there's no reason for that melatonin to turn into anything spiritual, because no one has this intention. Now, us as spiritual people having this intention, we then can hold that melanin in the system before it gets absorbed to cultivate it into the 5-MeO-Tript and then into the DMT enzyme. Now, the things I pointed out last week to do before you get the tryptophan and serotonin in your system, darkness is one of the things that what triggers the melatonin production. Light triggers the serotonin production. So when Aline pointed out, people who were sun-gazing or eating the sun or working with the sun in the daytime, they're trying to create an abundance of serotonin. But the melanin, the secret science to the melanin is the nighttime molecule. It's the night worker. So the whole concept of Dracula, before he started sucking your blood, was nothing more than Osiris as this nighttime figure, as melanin.
Right, and, the Lord of the Underworld.
Right, the Lord of the Underworld. Draco, the Draco star system, which later is Dracula. Now, so melanin is also known, Bobby Hemmick used to point out, for the life of me, I won't remember the book, a nickname for melanin was called the night worker as well, because at night is with the abundance of serotonin, which could be which tryptophan, sun gazing will help with that serotonin process. Melatonin comes on at night, and one of the things we could do, I told you last week, if it's all feasible in your room, to unplug everything electric, not just turn off your TV. Definitely should be turning off your TV at night, but not just turn it off, unplug it, because the EMF field starts to break down. Any of that stuff that Dr. Delbert Blair talks about to get the diodes, magnets, any of that thing to help you get rid of all of that bullshit, get rid of the microwave or how, you know. But one of the key things you could get that I know is argon. Argon energy. If you do not know what argon energy is, first of all, you only have to search it, but here's the good news. There is a brother named Jerry Miller who makes incredible argon pieces to the masterful level. If y'all do not know who Jerry Miller is, I don't know if he wants me to give everyone his number here, but I will say this. If you are on Facebook.
Bingo.
Say it again, bro.
No, I'm just saying Facebook, no doubt.
Right, he's on Facebook. You can hit him on Facebook, and let's say you're not on Facebook, just email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. I'll find out before the week is over if he wants me to give his number or if he has a site. When I tell you masterful pieces, I'm telling you masterful pieces. He's given me pieces, but let me be clear on this. It's so important to me, I've made it my business to buy pieces, even though people offer me a lot of gifts. He's also given me pieces because, you know, he comes over for cookouts, so, you know, he got paid for the chicken some kind of way, you know what I mean?
Right.
But he's given me pyramids that just one pyramid holds down the whole living room. You get what I'm saying? He's channeled pieces for me and said, yo, this came from the spirit world. Y'all supposed to have this in your bedroom. And the frequency just in sleeping in the bedroom, because I always sleep in the guest room watching TV all night. As soon as I go in the bedroom, it's a whole different zone. So please, one of the best things you can do to calm your system, to help empower you, argon is a quantum, it's a quantum product that is putting you in touch with that quantum, it helps to put you in touch with that quantum world. When you're doing that pioneer work with the argon, it changes into something else. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I could say. Each person will have a different experience with it, but it definitely will strengthen and empower you. He has plenty of pictures on his Facebook, so you need to see Jerry Miller, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, his wife, Mama Congo, Sandra Fraser, is there, too. You can get at her, too. Most of y'all should know them by now. Anyway, I'm just to the people who don't. He's on Facebook or email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. Argon is probably one of the best things you can get in your quest at this point. I told you a simple solution is get a sleeping mask. This also helps with the darkness. You see whiteys do this all the time in movies. And for a minute, I said, well, why are these white people always getting the sleeping mask? Because it was actually helping them with melanin production at night. So I went and got a sleeping mask. Like I said, I got the regular ones that work fine. There's a one by Hometics. That's the one I was talking about last week. That's a little specialized with magnets and all of that kind of jazz in it. And if you can find one online by Hometics with the magnets, get that. It creates a tight seal on your face from light, so it helps with the melanin at night. And also, I was able to put thick crystals inside of the mask, and it was still it would stick. You know, it would stay close to my face and my, you know, for the dream work. So that, you know, that's also another thing, you know, that you can get into. The Earth Pack.
Before you go
yes,
on,
sir.
What's one of the best things that you think, or one of the best techniques for, you're talking about the dream world, probably the best technique, is, I mean, as far as actually dreaming, would probably be lucid dreaming. So what's one of the best methods you think, you know, for that?
To get into the lucid dreaming and the astral traveling?
Exactly.
What I found out in not even going for it, so I know this will work if you're going for it, astral traveling, practicing astral traveling, led to lucid dreaming. So I'm thinking they were two different things, and I had no idea what lucid dreaming was. But what I did was try to practice astral traveling, and then found myself explaining lucid dreaming to, like, Bobby and them, and they had to telling me, no, that's something called lucid dreaming. Now, when you look online, they'll tell you lucid dreaming is you're in the dream and you start telling yourself, well, move your hand and move your feet. Now, I've tapped into that, but then it occurred to me, why the fuck would I do that? I could do that here. So the idea is I want to be in my dream, aware, and let my subconscious mind take me or show me what it's trying to show me. Because if in the dream world, trying to be conscious, it's almost like defeating the purpose. So...
Right.
One of the best books, I've always talked about it, is Astrodynamics by Robert Bruce. Because just like the book Psychromancy, he gives a step-by-step on how to astral travel. Breathing techniques, little things you can do to go from one level to the next. And it's an easy read. So when I went through his book, I was doing astral travel and astral travel. Now I talk about this in my class. One of the easiest things that occupy your mind and can keep everyone's attention, especially men, is sex. So when you find you can astral travel and make sexual contact, and this is what people think is wrong, like you're raping somebody or something like that. You cannot make contact without something that's already out there. So let me try to explain this in detail. You may have a woman. She's sexual. She's a mother. She's an aunt. She's a daughter. There's many different roles. So in each role, she'll get into a different zone. Those zones or characters, you know, sexual or when she's cooking or when she's working, intellectual, exist on the astral plane, whether she's accessing it at the time or not. So since she was a sexual being before and has a sexual mentality and a sexual history, let's just say, that exists and is a part of her. So even if she's not using it, sleeping, you're making a connection with something she left in the spirit world. So she's not going to wake up and go, oh my goodness, somebody was actually in my bed raping me. It's something she left behind, like a signature, if you will. So that's what you're actually getting with, you know what I'm saying, in the spirit world, that signature, if the person's here on earth. You can also do that with spirits as well. So sexually, if you're trying to make that union, that's usually going to keep your attention. See, the problem is when we go to sleep, we leave our consciousness on earth based upon we go to sleep or fall asleep instead of taking ourselves to sleep. So in the first step in astral traveling, you have to learn how to take yourself to sleep. So you're just doing things like you're either chanting, repeating words over and over again. You're doing things consciously to fall asleep. You're asking yourself a question before you go to sleep. You're keeping a subject on your mind before you go to sleep. So you're basically bringing your problem, your issue, or your idea in the dream world. That's the step one. In that book, they show you techniques, so you'll probably be making your own techniques. Now, on the other hand, the next thing you could do is, or the next thing you'll experience is your consciousness, the mind that you have as a studier, the mind that you have as a competent intellectual person here, or whatever you want to call yourself, someone who's read whatever, you'll notice that mindset will start to travel with you in the dream world. So what started happening next, I would start to rationalize certain in my dreams with information that I was studying as panic. So the worlds were starting to come together, if you will. Meaning, not knowing at the time, I was becoming more lucid. So lucidity that I call myself here was being present in the spirit world. It took a while, and it takes a while. You got to keep at it, because all you're doing is just doing more calisthenics, more push-ups to get into that world. And again, most of what captures your attention is sex. So any woman then at the time I was dealing with, talking to, all right, we're going to visit each other, we're going to do this, I'm going to come, I'm going to do this. They would tell me 1,000 stories, I would tell them 1,000 stories. But basically, it was a before and after thing. Then after a while, it's full-blown. You can go anywhere you so desire. This because, again, you still have to have pineal activity, because that is the gateway out. So if you don't have the pineal activity, then you're going to be shut down. You can't break the barrier. There's a little bit of echo. Do you hear it?
Yeah, a little bit, but, I mean, it's not... You know, it's nothing that's major or serious. I haven't heard anyone in the chat room or seen anyone in the chat room talking about it.
Yeah, they said a little bit of, I see a couple of people talking about it.
A little bit of feedback now.
Yeah. Yeah, they said there's feedback. There might be something, a mic that's open, that's echoing, or a radio that's loud. Or one of the mics open.
All right, what about now?
All right, let's see. Yeah, sound a little bit better.
Sound better now?
A little bit better. We'll keep it going. It sounds a little bit better. All right, so let me see. Now, there is something called a dark room experience. That's a big deal, but that's more ritualistic. I pointed out in that book. Somebody said they got that book, Darkness Visible, Awakening to Spiritual Light through Darkness Meditation by Royce Haven and Simon Buxton. You know, it was a breakthrough book for a lot of people, and he explains the science of the dark room. So in the dark room experience, the spirit molecules, 5-MeO-DMT and DMT after receiving quantities of the brain. The brain tunes in to invisible worlds and parallel universes, like a television tuning into different channels. Mystical and near-death out-of-body experiences redirect dynamic equilibria between channels, which we experience as essential energy that courses through the receiver. So basically, when you tap the way to tune into that divisional world, you need these substances to do that. You can't tune in just by thinking about it. You get what I'm saying? And I said it's been happening sporadically. That's why everyone is having these stories. The name of that book is called Darkness Visible, Awakening Spiritual Light Through Darkness Meditation. And they go into the detail of what happens to the pineal gland just on darkness alone, but days of darkness. And they still have Montauk Fee, I think, had the whole 12 or 9-day program just on that alone. So when you reach the DMT state, you you begin to function consciously from various psychic centers of the chakras. The body processes the healing love combined with human states of compassion and sexual arousal to create a new chemistry and a new vibration within the body. The special vibration occurs at a frequency of 8 hertz. So what you're really trying to do is up your vibration. That's that whole that's that whole spiritual vibration, that healing vibration to 8 hertz is the vibration of DNA. To change your DNA, you have to up your vibration to 8 hertz. Now, that's the original 8 octave. In the macrocosm, so is in the microcosm. And so if we make love, then the cells of the DNA actually make love as well. The DNA crosses over like two serpents intertwined into an erotic embrace. You need the orgasmic vibration to arouse this crossover process, which leads to the two birth, giving birth to the three or the third strand of DNA. The conception of new cells. The two viral states are compassion. In the arousal leading to orgasm, both inevitably linked to love. So when you have, this is also one of the things. Yeah, that echo is getting louder and louder. Yeah, it's getting worse. Is there a volume up somewhere on somebody's radio?
Right now, it's only you and myself on. No one else has the mic open.
Yeah, this weird. Cause this echo is crazy. Like, I can hear my whole self later. And let me make sure this is. Yeah, all this is locked down. Let me see. Move my phone a little bit. Let's see. Can y'all still hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Even with the echo?
I don't hear the echo. All
right. How's that?
It sounds good. Everyone in the chat room saying that it's all right.
Everyone sounds all right?
Yeah.
All right. If y'all can hear me, let me know. I'll keep going.
Nope.
I don't use my Bluetooth. You say she'd hear strong or something. Let me see. Yeah, I can hear strong echo. Let's see, because I want to keep this going. All right, so let's just go. Let's see what happens. Rick Straussman, based on several years of intensive medical research, proposes that the release of DMT, he made that DMT the spirit molecule, in the pineal gland at 49 days after conception, marks the entrance of the spirit into the fetus. So he's saying 49 days after your fetus is born, the soul actually enters through the pineal gland. It's the gateway after 49 days. 49 days period corresponds to the first sign of fetal pineal tissue. The differentiation of the glands in the male and female and the time between the death of an individual soul into the next birth, according to Tibetan Buddhist tradition. Meaning, once a person dies on earth, in Buddhist tradition, they stay 49 days for them to make their transition. The same time, the fetus becomes male or female, or the soul comes through this 49-day period. He suggests that the individual's life force enters the body through the pineal gland and leaves through the pineal gland at death. DMT, the spirit molecule by Rick Straussman. The infant's brain is flooded with MEO-DMT secreted from the pineal gland in the brain at 40%, and the brain is 40% more active and 40% more open. All right, so telling you that the gateway in and out is through the pineal gland. So I hear a terrible echo, so let's take some calls. We'll see if something changes. And before we take the calls, let me see, give out my little Y'all remember I have new pineal packs. I have a whole bunch of new pineal packs, a new bunch of spiritual baths. There's new readings going on. Email me for a new lick. PANICPATK at hotmail.com. Panicpack at hotmail.com. So remember, you know, classes, we're about to start, we're in the middle of a cycle now. We're about to start a new cycle. So it's on and cracking. And I will go as far as to say what you need to do is give me an email so you can see what I got new and get it on for your pineal. It's very important. So you're listening to First World Order Radio, and we're going to get into the question and answer. I'm going to change my headphones, see if that do anything.
All right. How do I sound to you, Brother Panic?
You sound perfect to me. It's something with my phone, definitely. And you know I want to hang up and lose the line.
Right. So I'm going to go to the phone line here. We're going to go to area code 757. Area code 757, you're on the line.
89th. Or whatever. Gateway. Hey. Down to
Hey, 757. All right, we're going to go to 717. 717. Area code 717, you're on the line.
Peace, Lord.
Peace. How you doing?
Not too bad, but brother, how about y'all?
Doing good.
The question I have about the panic is he once gave out a meditation about when you meditate, you wanted to look at your third eye. Look at your pineal. I want to know if you could give me a little bit more insight on that.
Say that one more time.
You once gave out a meditation when you meditate. You said to focus your eyes to actually look at the pineal gland.
So it sounds like it's an echo chamber. I may just have a bad connection on me. Let me call. Go to the music. I'm going to call on the other line, see if I get a better connection.
All right, and I'm going to keep the brother in mind.
Keep the brother in mind.
We'll keep you online, so just hold on, all right?
All right, Lord. All right, Lord.
All right, Lord.
Hold fast for the gas, cause the flames at that ass. My thoughts, this is the clip, pull trick, shoot, lift, set it. While I raise that ass like Dianetics, hammer just hit the clip of the magnetic gift. Plus I flow with the tongue twist, so ever raise the shot, flip, the jump up. Now who's next in line to challenge the stuffer? I'm like way from under the gutter, below the pit top, smother into my dirt beyond the under. Vision, body at the end of your chapter, rapture. Watch the text fall like the actual. Buried so deep when you peek to see Alaska. So save it, the shadow, while climbing the disaster's ladder. Unravel your rubbish, your graveyard full with budgets. Parade with raven, my shoes dark in the bird's eye view. And when I chop it to your dead meat, boy, it's still.
Rhyme wizardry with divine chemistry, masonic prophecy, too complex for you to copy me. Black belt, I spit acid to the track melts. Knowledge is born every time I'm back dealt. Nondescript MCs report to the altar so I can decide which one of y'all to take a heart from. I spit with an infinite dark gun. I'm serious, the microphone you niggas should part from. If you don't start none, it won't be none. Act like you know the man when it's on. I pick off targets just like soda cans. A to B, K, B, the masked man, super ninjas, medallion, sassy, second assassin, assassin.
Here he comes, walking away.
jump in the audience and cold kill a crowd. Sounds are heard, the bulls dancing, and I'm the reason I love this. Remain from the drunkest, I get your ass quiet, open, control your substance. I get into your blood like drugs, but that shit is under the rug. I be like, that chance to your bug, captain. Stop it, short, from the tactics, relax, kid. Got your whole brave and apparatus, practice. You can never catch me on the second. Mother, your thoughts like rain, we wanna get skin. Now bring it on back under the rug now. Go cuz what's down. Find Mr. Terry at your corral. Let's take the trip. Travel to the mine of next week. Go buy your mouse of gold technique.
Brother Penny, you back? All right. We're going to wait till Brother Penny get back. We're going to play another tune here. Let's see what else we got in the archives. No, he's not back yet, so if you're going to play another tune here.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't going to see me? I'm the Osiris of this shit. Wu-Tang is here forever, motherfuckers. This is 697. I, my niggas and my niggerettes. Let's do it like this. I'm going to rub your ass in the moonshine. Take it back to 79. I form atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle guard, showgun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet, shine blind, forensic. I inspect you through the future, see millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, Queen Bees ease the guns in. Rumble with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the function. Heads by the floor, take flight inside the war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans, demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceeds the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and bam footprint.
Peace, peace, we back. Brother Panda, you
all
on?
Right, all right.
All right, here we go. Yeah, we did.
All right. I still hear echo. Ain't gonna change. It's less than it was. So we try to keep going with questions. I don't know what's going on tonight. Log Talk Radio sucks.
No doubt about it. Brother from the area code 717, ask that question again, brother.
Most definitely. Brother Panic, you had once given out a meditation. Where you meditate, you focus your eyes towards the pineal gland. So I just wanted to see if you could give me a little bit more detail on that.
All you're really doing is just looking at the top of your head at the pineal gland, because what it does, it creates a pyramid in your head, it shuts down your two eyes, it starts to activate the third eye. So third eye activation starts to put your attention to the pineal when you do your meditation. One of the meditations you probably want to do is focus on something simple. One of the examples I give out is like focus on like an apple or something like that. And yeah, this echo is really annoying. like you focus on something like an apple or something like that, and what happens is that's something you experience easily, so it's not really that complex to think about, or something else that you know that's real simple for you to focus on. You in your mind, you want to experience it with all your five senses. What this starts to do is get your focus strong like a laser, and with your eyes focused on the pineal gland, the pineal starts bringing down light. And that light will be actually information or images. So with your eyes looking at your pineal, you'll start to see images. Hieroglyphs, pyramids, gods, goddesses, you name it, and you'll see it. And those will be your answers. That will be what you're bringing down. What a lot of people also see is they see what you would, I guess you could say, evil faces. And then those faces will morph into something beautiful. Because ultimately, as you're breaking new ground, the purpose of fear is to keep you out of these worlds, like you're not ready. But if you confront that fear, that so-called fear, which comes as these images, you'll find they'll change into something that's more beneficial. But out of it, because you're not used to being there, so it comes to you as something that looks fearful at first. So you may notice something like that as well. But the idea is you're taking your eyes and activating your third eye and pointing them in that direction in your meditation.
All right. Let me go to area code 205. Area code 205, you're on the line. Hey. Area code 205, you're on the line.
Change the fuel
filter
instead of.
We'll go to area code 404. You on the line? Hey. Area code 404. I don't know what's going on.
Somebody sleeping.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what's going on. These callers calling in and just saying they got a question, but then they talking about fuel filters and shit. But anyway, area code 754. Area code 754.
Yes, this is me.
This is me.
All right. Peace. This is me. What's up?
Oh, this is Courtney. Sorry. I'm sweating. I've been listening to Brother Panic, everybody. Like 6 years old. Now I'm 22. I'm over here in Florida, Fort Lauderdale. And I'm just like nervous, honest to talk on the spotlight, period. Like, and I'm in the streets every day.
I mean. This is real echo. I'm gonna try the other line. I'm gonna try to call you again on the other line. It only takes 2 seconds. Just hold on. Just hold on.
All right. Appreciate you, brother, for calling in, and hopefully we get these lines straight here before we can definitely ask that question. Do you have a question, or you just wanted to make that comment?
Basically, I just want to tell and talk to him for like 5 minutes. I do have one question.
All right.
We're
gonna make sure that you get that. We got millions of questions. All right. Well, whichever one you want to
answer. I'm gonna just answer this one question because I know I can call on Blog Talk Radio again to talk next time. I heard a conversation. Echo was going for a while, so I just basically want to know, like, what's the best way to get rid of a fear vibration? Because I've been doing so much things. I'm so far in spirituality and learning things and knowledge and all that stuff, chakras, everything. Like, I am geeking knowledge. But that's one thing that's I haven't fully got over 100%.
You're right. And you said how to remove negative spirits?
No, fear vibration. Like if you have you want to do something. Yeah.
All right. Well, let me express this to you. Is that number one, fear is stored within the kidneys, The adrenal glands, which produces the chemical adrenaline, sits directly on top of the kidneys. So anytime you're feeling fear, it is kidney related. So number one, you will want to make sure that you drink enough alkaline water, at least 7.4, which is the pH balance equivalent to your blood and your plasma. You want to make sure that you, when you breathe in, you're extracting the prana or chi or ki energy from the oxygen. And how you
do that is by
focusing your energy. As you breathe in, you're sending the energy directly down to your kidneys. And then hold it there as you pause. And then as you exhale, you'll feel your kidneys warm up. That is the distributing of the prana throughout your kidneys, meaning that you are eliminating the fear factor and you're removing it from out the body by counteracting it with prana, which is the universal life force synergy. Where there's life, there is no fear, because life is equivalent to love.
Makes sense. Makes perfect sense. Because I know love. I learned that one thing. Love is a high vibration. So, all right, I'm going to try that. And thank you for the panic and everybody.
You're welcome, brother.
All right, guys.
All right.
Peace, God. We'll bring Brother Panic back on here.
Yes, sir.
All right. You want to add on to that? I don't know if you got a chance to hear that. I didn't get to hear his question, but I see you took care of him. Yeah, he was asking the question about, you know, that he's been dealing with the spirituality, the chakras, the pineal gland, all this information, but there's still the fear element. So I was telling him about where fear is stored at in the body, in the kidneys.
In the body, in the kidneys.
So I know you probably want to add something on to that.
Yeah, I would say, because most of the fear that he's talking about is just fear itself. You have to actually make the choice to get over it. What was interesting, as terrible as this movie was, with Will Smith, that Earth movie, he made an excellent point about fear, which is probably from some fucking book because it's M. Night Shyamalan. He said the only thing you're fearing is the future. Danger's real, but fear is an invention. It does not exist, therefore it's not real. So it never was real.
Exactly.
Fear is only what you do not know. And that's what's considered in metaphysics. So what's your only thing you're feared of is what you're ignorant of. To know this is to know thyself. Like, now, don't get me wrong. The exercises, because we have already embrace fear, you get what I'm saying? So the exercise that Aline told you is how you release what you've already embraced. But to take a step forward to do the work as opposed to relieving the fear, to do the work, you're gonna have to forget or stay in your lane. Do exactly what you're comfortable with, always trying to push yourself one step further. What is it that you fear?
It wasn't just that, because I've been studying since 16 years old, and I actually thought I was one of the many few awakened, because I was so deep into it. People think I'm weird and all the things. But that's one question I always want to ask. And you just basically answered my question because I know about neurons, how you build up certain things with that. And then, like you said, fear is not to know. So all I have to do is basically take it one step at a time, like you said, and try to get it.
Fear has a useful function. Your spirit is not going to let you go anywhere you're not ready to understand it. So it presents to you this illusion of fear to keep you out of something you don't understand. So if you fear it, that's just another way of saying you don't understand it. So once you understand that there's none to fear but fear itself, then you can take that next step. But the exercise that I'm telling you is how you relieve fear.
Okay.
Okay.
Brother Lee, this phone is echoing terribly. The only other thing I can think of doing is doing a reboot of my phone.
All right.
Which would say if you played the record or you kept talking, then by the time I come back, it should be less than 10 minutes.
All right, we'll do that. Another good illustration or point is that go and watch the new Superman movie. You know,
okay.
Superman
okay.
didn't know how to, in this movie they show you that Superman didn't know how to fly at first. He had to learn. You know,
okay,
he was jumping around like the Incredible Hulk at first. You know, or when he did fly, he was only able to get up to a certain point or altitude, you know, until he finally made up in his mind that he was going to finally break through that threshold of fear and
go out
into outer space. And when he was able to do that, you know, he was actually able to, you know, go out in space, not just the Earth atmosphere, not just jumping over mountains and shit, but actually fly, go with the speed, you know, with that speed, you know, he was actually able to do that, you know, but it showed you in there that it was in gradual steps. It had to take practice. He had to think back to what his father told him, you know, and all these types of things. You go and watch the movie, it shows you that you just don't start out being, you know, a Superman. You know, you got to grow into that. You know,
exactly.
So
that makes perfect sense.
Right. So that's the whole key, is to grow into who you actually are. You are Superman. Yes, you know this mystical information, this esoteric, metaphysical, all this information. You try to apply to your daily life. You try to find out what's going on. You try to strive on a spiritual path. The key is keep doing it.
All right, brother. Yeah, I will. Trust me. I'm used to that. I've been doing it every day. I've been doing it since I was 16. So that's
right,
good advice you gave me. I will continue and try to keep doing it.
All right. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Okay. One last thing before you move me on, I want to remind you where I'm at. Over here is like dead of consciousness, man. It's so low of consciousness. I actually have to ask to be around my friends and family. I'm over here in Florida, Fort Lauderdale.
All right, in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale. I've been down there. Y'all got so much sunshine down there. There shouldn't be no one unconscious down there. Y'all should be able to.
I know, isn't that crazy? I actually get my melanin too.
Yeah, them damn palm trees should be getting a nigga conscious, just them alone.
Exactly. And it's true. Lately, my friends have been listening to me too, because sometimes I can't.
This is the future of our nation, the future of our people. Do you think hatred and evil will go unpunished? The world is now feeling the heat from flames that has kept burning since the beginning of civilization. You represent that fire.
Niggas talk a good one, keep yapping your yibs. Make you chase blood in your mouth and cracking your ribs. I ain't with that he say stuff and spreading rumors. Even Judas sold Jesus out to Roman rulers. Bumping your gums, bitch type, work for the feds. Use a rat and sheep's clothing, a Sammy the ball. Always dancing with the tongue, yeah, you Lucifer's son. Got a shell for every tooth in your mouth from shooting you out. And run and tell police that. Informer talk is cheap. Contract price in your head. Beg for mercy for something you said. Snake me, crossbow. Revenge is a bitch. Use the same bitch that'll get your whole team lynched. Backstabber. Say it to my face, you won't. You don't want the repercussions. Fight club, my goals are snuffing.
Get that nigga. Trace my bloodline to ancient fouls in Egypt. Follow my family tree down to the roots and find Jesus. From Babylon to Timbuktu. William Cooper.
black market.
Hey, yo, black market full of holes, pierce the devil's soul. The glow spin graciously, fight the bow on the snub nose. Holy four fists explode on reptilians. Camouflage a million savages with no feelings. Windstorms of villains kidnapping the royal children. Masonic buildings with blood stains on the ceiling. Mob counting their millions. Banker stacking billions. Rothschild but had trillions. Leaving zero for civilians. Bulletproof attire on a digital messiah. My wings rise higher than hell's fire. The feds in bed with drug suppliers. Beware the buyers to set your ass up for wires. Bag you 85ers with the forked tongue of the snake that poison heaven's gate. Corrupting my faith, man, I let the foul taste. Now we're squeezing tray eight until there's holes in your face. Fight the hand that ain't safe. Watch who you violate.
Peace, Brother Penny, you back?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
I still hear a little echo. I think Blog is messing up tonight.
Right? Yeah, it's Blog Talk. It's not even, because I can hear you clear. You can hear me clear. I was able to hear the people clear.
Right.
Now, the brother who just called, his call dropped. But we able to hear each other clear. But then in the chat room, they're hearing the phone vibrate back.
I hear my echo, too. It, even when they're asking the question, I hear my echo. It gets worse and worse. So it's Blog tonight. So we'll do this over. We'll try. We'll see what we can do tonight. But we'll do this over.
All right. No doubt about it. You definitely will. Well, y'all know we've
been
going
the only thing I could do think now is, I mean, if you could start another show and see if it does anything better.
All right. See, it's already past 9 o'clock. So if I was to try to, it would probably have to be at 9:30. So if you want,
we
can try to
do it 9:30. Yeah,
right, so if you want, we can go for the next 10 minutes or so. No,
we'll 9:30. Okay, let's try that.
All right,
we'll
so
try that.
Get ready to set that up right now while we talking. All right. And, you know, in that way everybody can know, continue hanging with us, you know, as I set this up.
Right, because Blog is doing bad tonight.
Yeah, this is similar to like what happened when we had several people on. You know, it happens like this sometimes.
You know, it's pretty much a free program. So for the
most part,
you know, mere fact that it lasts this long is enough. But we'll try to get a new room for 9:30. See if it can be better.
All right. I'm gonna try to go to the phone line.
Nothing's stopping progress.
Nah, ain't nothing gonna stop this. We got this. All right. So let me go here, and also I'm getting ready to go to the phone line and see if there's anyone else that got something that they want to add on. So I'm going to go to area code 313. Area code 313, you're on the line. First three digits is 622. 313.
Are you there?
Yeah, we here. What's up with you?
All right, this is Kalindi calling. And I'm getting a feedback in my on my phone. But I was wondering about one comment. I'm going to comment first and then a question. Why the application of 5-MeO-DMT, which is an exotic form? It basically comes from the Bufo various toad and, you know, from the glands underneath of the skin of the toad. There's only one exogenous source of DMT that is co-produced endogenously with the pineal gland, and that's that's psilocybin, which is contained in the psilocybin mushroom, and that's 4-phosphorylooxyanandimethyltryptamine, which when you eat it, it dephosphorylates and becomes psilocin, and it becomes the only usable form of DMT in nature that is not, that you don't have to mix with MAO inhibitor. See, 5-MeO, you have to smoke 5-MeO, DMT to get any use out of it. You can't, you don't produce that in your brain. You know, from the melanin serotonin complex, you get a lot of exotic chemicals from the pineal gland, pinolene, you get your beta carbolines, harmaline and harmala, and other exotic chemicals produced by the pineal gland. But the only exogenous source is the psilocybin mushroom. And I'm trying to wonder why brothers keep pushing meditation and yoga and looking at the third eye and all that kind of stuff, and we have an available source with the psilocybin mushroom that is natural and is the way that our ancestors have always did it, other than with the acacia, which they use in East Africa. The Maasai and others use acacia, but the mushroom is the oldest form of the way our people use these exotic chemicals to be able to transverse into the hyperdimensional and transdimensional realms. That's my statement. The question is: does anybody know how Bobby Emmett is doing?
Let me say this before I get to you, Brother Panic. We have Brother Kalindi Ahihi on here. Late last year, and of course he breaks down this information about DMT, the mushroom, and so forth and so on. But you were born with DMT, brother. It's a known fact that Brother Panic just is telling you that upon birth you were born with DMT, but scientists don't want to say that in between your birth and your death cycle you can also produce DMT. It just don't come from something outside of you. You already have it. It's inside of you, and that's the reason why meditation techniques and these different types of things.
Yeah, are you crazy? What is later day you had to add just these things and give them names.
I'm hearing about three or four different voices inside of this. And what I it's all backfeeding and double thinging. I said that of course DMT is produced by the pineal gland. It's produced through the melanin serotonin complex. It's produced endogenously. As you were saying earlier, the 49th day is produced when the pineal gland migrates from a single cell in the roof of the mouth into the ventricle system. It's produced at certain, it's produced at birth, it's produced at near-death experiences, and all of those different things. But what I'm saying is that the mushroom is how our ancestors always did it, and the mushroom leads you to be able to produce.
I mean, that later day when we lost pineal activity. What I'm talking about is not the lazy way of doing things. Activating these things again as opposed to taking a drug, natural or unnatural, to tap into this. I'm not talking about having experience. I'm having full access to this elixir, which is inside of you, doing the real work to get it done. They didn't always do that. That's later day stuff.
Well, I'm gonna listen to the show. I appreciate you bringing up the subject. I beg to differ, but you brothers have a good evening.
All right, thank you, brother.
All right,
brother Panic, we getting ready to go off, and let me see. We got it set up for. I'm trying to get it set up here for 9:30. So if you want to, we can go on for another 7 minutes till 9:20, and then I can cancel this show and then bring that one on.
Oh, yeah, because this one has a bad echo. So we'll do that.
Okay. All right. I'll do that.
Yeah. Now, we got to remember, like, you know, later day, the Egyptians told you their heads were bigger because their pineal was bigger. And then they lost pineal activity, and they had to do things to keep that integrity going. So, of course, they had to add that. We do it now. You know what I'm saying? We do it now with drugs. We do it now with liquor. All of these things, but all of these things are mimicking things, or any of these things are mimicking things that you are. How are these things outside of you when you are the all? You get what I'm saying? Not to say if you will have this DMT experience. It was doing that for a very long time. You can watch Jeremy Narby's book and tell you how the ancients was doing this. But this is still even later than that. But, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Exactly, because even within some information, they don't even speak about the mushroom in the earlier text. You know, because the Hebrews were the ones who was using the mushrooms. You can see that by the mushroom caps on which that they wore. You know,
exactly. So your hypothalamus gland looks like a damn mushroom.
Looks like a mushroom, exactly. So that's what that was part of. That information.
The pineal gland looks like a mushroom. It's mimicking the mushroom. It's mimicking the pineal gland.
Exactly. Exactly.
I thought that was I thought that was common knowledge. Actually, this is later. Later didn't do this forever. This is later on when you had problems and complications.
Exactly. But that's the reason why we're here, to try to straighten out, you know what I'm saying, the confusion in which that takes place, the information. That's why we
everyone in this room can tell you about a spiritual experience without the use of any drug. They can tell you they have a spiritual experience. Where is this coming from if we know you're only getting over the spiritual experience with some access to DMT, this leftover spirit molecule? All you're talking about, the spirit molecule is the activation point in the melanin, which means it's there. The melanin just has not been activated.
That's right.
It can be activated with just talking the things we've been talking about. In fact, in the book Darkness Visible, though they do use some of the hallucinogenic drugs, they talk about just straight dark meditation in dark rooms and activating the pineal and seeing spirits and so on and so forth. But there's books on this without the use
of mushrooms
in existence.
Right.
In existence.
What about a person? Right. What about the person in a hospital who miraculously healed themselves over damn night, and the doctors are wondering what the fuck just happened?
Bruce Lee did that. Bruce Lee healed his spine. We just his thoughts.
Right. So that's what we're talking about. You have access to the DMT, but if people want to depend upon something outside of themselves, what if you can't get access to something outside of yourself? That's what we hear in order to teach
you. Then we're just stuck here. One of the metaphysical truths was that you don't need anything in existence but your own mind. What happened to the first law of the Hootie? The mind is all and the all is mind.
That's right. The universe is mental. Exactly.
The universe is mental. Like, how are you having an experience with the drug and saying there's no other way? The ancients always did it like that?
Exactly.
That's close to poppycock.
Exactly.
Dr. Africa, along with many, explained when they started even building pyramids, we were already in the fall.
Exactly.
So the greatest thing we know about Egypt was already in a position of decline when they started building pyramids. So we in the time when we can access this stuff now. If your hope is lost, if you buy into someone telling you that you need something for your transformation, your divine mind is enough to save your black ass. I truly know that.
Right. So what they just turned the mushroom into is now Jesus, white Jesus. They just took the mushroom a UFO. They just took that shit into something that you got to externally search for. So that goes back to what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, or a month ago, actually, when we was talking about the difference between esoteric and exoteric.
Right. You just turned the mushroom into the Jesus that you need to be your savior.
Right.
To be your savior. Jesus needs to be your savior.
Right. So now it's the white and red mushroom. Oh shit! If I ain't got the red and white mushroom, now I can't be saved.
That's scary to me.
It's scary to me too, bro.
That's scary to me. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody fucking no mushrooms. Motherfuckers are scared to meditate. So how they going to call in the night saying I'm scared to meditate? So you know you're gonna be trying some goddamn mind altering drugs. natural, unnatural. No, you would do that in abundance for DMT for the experience. You will have an experience. We're talking about breaking through to the spiritual world for spiritual content, spiritual communication. Forget theories. I'm doing it now.
That's right.
I got thousands of man hours on Blog Talk alone of channels from doing the work now. You know what I'm saying? It's just not like a theory I'm dealing with.
Right.
This shit is going on now.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's not even a guesswork. It's not even guesswork.
Exactly.
That's scary. That's scary. You know what I'm saying? Real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I seen the presentation that Brother Kalindi did. And even then when I was watching, I was like, no, there's too many absolutes in here about they did and there was no other way. No. That sounds like there's no other way for someone who hasn't done anything any other way. You get what I'm saying? If I haven't tapped into no shit, then I would have to say, well, maybe there ain't no other way. No, you're talking to professionals here. You get what I'm saying? We're talking to professionals. So I know for a fact that you don't need no drugs to tap into this shit.
No, you don't. That's the reason why I can't even. I started smoking weed at 12. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I'm a New Yorker. So when you're talking about,
you know,
experimenting, I did that shit at 12. You know what I'm saying? As a preteen.
Right.
As I got older, you know what I'm saying? As I got older, by the time I was 19, I didn't even want to smoke that shit no more. Because I'm like, yo, I can do this shit without it.
It started making me paranoid. I quit when Reagan was still in office. I was done with that shit. My mom was lighting up weed with my mom. In the 80s, I found a joint from the goddamn 70s for my mom. Smoked that shit and said, hey, it's all about love. You know what I'm saying? And still, at the end of the day, it was nothing spiritual.
Nah.
Spiritual shit came in when I got into my own mind. But I took a journey within stealth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I am a shaman. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
First of all, the ayahuasca, it would actually get absorbed in the system. They had to find another plant to mix with it so you could actually use the DMT. So before they even got you to ayahuasca, they had to have a spiritual understanding just to how to mix the shit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So they was doing the spiritual work. All you're talking about is shamans giving spiritual experiences to people who did not know how to tap in themselves. They're lazy enough to start taking it for themselves. There's a whole bunch of, if you need to get a bunch of people on a certain page, they're not going to meditate. You see what we're going through tonight. The better thing is, well, just go ahead and take this drug and tell me what happened.
You're right. There's
a movie, Altered States, that talks about this. Altered States from the 80s.
Right.
You can go see this guy just could not tap in. This white guy could not tap in. He had to go to the ancient people, take the drug.
Shit.
But ultimately, his first goal was to go into the black box of darkness in the movie.
Right.
He couldn't tap in into the black box, which is melanin, so he had to go take the drug. That's in the movie in the 80s.
Right.
When people were still dancing to LaFreak LaChic, when this shit was already out, new shit.
No.
Right, yeah, you turned into a monkey shit. You know what I'm saying? No. That's a terrible understanding. That's because nothing's happened. You got to get off the crutches. You got to get off the training wheels. You get what I'm saying? Get off the crutches. Get off the training wheels. Get into your mind. I'm saying that's where the party's at.
Right.
I'm not looking for no experience. If I wanted some experience, I just get some drugs.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If I want any more experience, I just get some drugs. That shit is not expanding your mind. Ask all them fucking hippies. You know what I'm saying? Nothing's expanding.
Right. And soon the hippies become the damn corporate leaders. In which that now they can run the country, and you can see the state in which that this shit is in. So I want to say
the mind didn't expand.
The mind hasn't expanded. withstand anything from using something outside of yourself. What it will do is when you utilize your own consciousness in order to open and bring forth a better awareness of the various realms, density levels, dimensions, then you have done something. But until then, nah, you damn earthbound because you damn looking for something on earth.
Man, who's going to walk around and lick a frog? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Lick a frog.
Come on, now. Yeah, like, niggas in America is really going to be doing this shit like that. Like, It don't even make no sense. You know what I mean? Everybody's willing to do everything besides take that journey with them. You know what I'm saying?
Looking for a trick.
You get what I'm saying? Like I said, who don't know what trick you could take? You know what I'm saying? What's his name, who makes those bottles in New York? I can go get some from him.
I know you're talking about.
Make those blue bottles. I mean, if there was a problem and it was so desperate to tap into DMT, that brother's real. You can go see, he's selling. You can go get that tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just not into crazy. I know for a fact you could tap into this thing and open up a gateway, a constant pool of this on a subtle, small level to where you can go to that world and answer constant questions, not just one day. Yeah, Hank Rising Sun.
Right, my man, Hank Rising Sun. Exactly. My man, Hank. Damn, and I was just with him 2 days ago, so I'm tripping.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. Like, you know what I mean? Do it. I mean, do it, but don't tell me that's the only way. I'm not knocking anybody who wants to do it to do it.
Right.
Go pray.
Hell,
I'll
try.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? But don't tell me that that something outside of me is greater than what's inside of me. You done lost your mind. Because even the Bible, for those Christians, would tell you that. Greater is he within you than he that is in the world.
Right. The kingdom of heaven is within. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, you lost your marbles on that one. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So, how the sound sound now? How the echoes? How that sound now?
It sounds a little bit better.
So you want to try to go to the new program in the chat room?
Can y'all still hear the echo? Y'all want to keep going with this one? In the chat room. Everyone's saying it's a bit better.
All right, it's all great. Well, I mean, keep going. It sounds a bit better. All right. Well, if that's the case, I'm going to bring on another caller here. Area code 510. Area code 510.
Hello?
Yeah, peace. This is Jawanza calling from Oakland. All right, Jawanza, what's up? I overused them damn mushrooms and shit. It ain't real.
Jawanza used to take the mushrooms, as a matter of fact.
Hell yeah.
That's right. Jawanza used to take the mushrooms, as a matter of fact. Tell them about that. Jawanza. Three steps back.
And then half the shit that I remember from it, I had to research and get the real revelation from studying.
Thank you.
So you still
have it
I was calling in to ask about chatter. Because I got to fucking still do work to get rid of the fucking chatter from that.
Exactly. Jawanza's in my class. You get what I'm saying? So after all that mushroom shit, Jawanza still has to take my class and figure out how to get rid of the fucking bullshit that these mushrooms has done. To do it the real way.
Hell yeah.
I'm not a guy who's just excited about one thing. I research all of this shit. I'm not just excited about one fucking thing. You get what I'm saying? I research things collectively.
Exactly.
And I talk to the people. That mushroom shit ain't working.
Right. Well,
he's a perfect
man. All I want to say is, two classes, I've discovered some fucking breakthrough shit about my own life. And thank you.
Thank you.
Well, besides, I'm wondering how to shut down the chatter. Thank you.
I'll shut down the chatter. That mushroom shit don't shut down no chatter. I know how to do that. All that shit is imitating something in your mind.
Right. Brother Penny, talk about them classes. Right, they want something outside of themselves. So tell them about some classes.
My classes, I give you a four-week curriculum on how to master your own fucking mind. It's as simple as that. How to start taking control of your mind from whatever place you stand. And I've seen the people who come stand in different places, come from different things, including the world of using mushrooms and all the rest of that, and it has failed. My reaction in this class of people who went through that, not people who went to the next level, who that has failed for, because I'm showing them how to grasp your own mind. There's nothing more divine than your own mind. Nothing more divine than the mastery of your own mind. And in just 4 weeks, I set them up to begin their journey to master their own mind without the use of any drugs, without the use of any outside work, for them to take the master's journey, which is within. And that's clear. That's clear. This is not like something that's you're guessing at. This is something that's already been happening. Like I said, if them drugs was expanding your mind, you would be talking about more than just them goddamn drugs. You get what I'm saying? But we could be talking about anything tonight.
Well, shit, I'm going to tell you. When crack hit New York, I was up there. I was like about damn 14 years old. You know what I'm saying? 13, 14. That shit was around like 83, 84 and shit. Them niggas thought that shit was the greatest shit that ever hit the streets.
Ever hit the planet.
I remember it's cooked up already.
You don't have to cook it up. The best shit going. Hey, all you talking about? Let's get down to business. All you talking about is drugs.
Right.
Talking about drugs. You know what I'm saying? I'm teaching my son how to get off drugs. I taught my son how to get off drugs. You know what I'm saying? Shit ain't doing nothing. My son used to tell me how weed was expanding his mind. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nigga, I wouldn't trust you with a subscription to Vibe magazine, nigga. My drugs is expanding his mind. You know, the weed is from the earth and it's expanding his mind. I'm like, nigga, you standing right there dribbling on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't know basic math.
Exactly.
Burn us all down in this house making a turkey burger. Get your mind focused.
Right. Now if you want some herbs, you know what I'm saying? I got some ginkgo biloba, some guacamole, some ginseng.
Yeah, herbs is all you. And I've said from day one, even the herbs that I told them from day one, eventually you should be over that. It will help your pineal. It will help send energy and activate your pineal. But if you ain't thinking right, or you're doing it smoking herbs. So it's a stepping program.
Right.
I've always said that about my herb. It's a stepping program. There are no drugs in it. It's all natural, like vitamins. And you can drink it like a tea. So I'm not advocating drugs. I used to even say tap into the liquor. I don't even say that no more.
Right.
You don't need it. If you use it and going to do it, then sure. But you don't need it. No one should tell you that you need it and you can't tap in without it.
But that is the only way.
Exactly. I'm saying white folks will tell you you can only lick a frog to get some shit. Because they know as an average nigga in America ain't going to be licking no frogs. Imagine what would they say if they tell you, well, guess what? All of it is in you, nigga. The world would be over tomorrow. They're telling you that you have to do this and do that to get this shit. That's their thinking. Because that's another way of saying you can't have it. You can't have it. Because we asked a lot of people in the room tonight, You know what I'm saying? Where would you get it from? They have no idea.
Right.
And none of them would try.
Right, but check this out. I will tell you, based on my talks with Brother Kalindi Ihi, that if you want to, you have to go to a shit field where cows do a lot of shit in that and wait 3 days after the rainstorm in order for the mushroom to grow and from out of the shit or the dung, that's where you'll get your mushrooms or the white and red mushrooms from. And if you want to try that, of course, be my guest, harvest it, you know, go to the shit field and get some. You know what I'm saying?
No, they said they're shamans. So, because the shamans build up a tolerance for the shit. Those mushrooms. So, what they do is they take the mushroom, piss it out, and then the people drink the urine. Bob is talking about that shit.
That's right.
Exactly where the people drink the urine so they could get so they won't OD or go crazy. Because the shaman is just so used to by building up a tolerance for the shit. I said, nothing's wrong with it. But it's not the only thing you can do.
Right. It's not the only thing going. Exactly. And like we said, you're born with DMT. You die with producing DMT. Now, somewhere in between there, to be able to produce that shit on your own because you was born without a mushroom. And you, surely, I hope you would, you know, I don't know shit. Some of you niggas might die with some mushrooms up in your ass or something. I don't know. You know, shit, you know.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. You could tap into anything, including your stem cells for regeneration. So if you were born with DMT, like Kalindi said, this 49 days, and we used to regenerate, and we used to regenerate with stem cells, and we don't know how to activate the regenerate now, isn't that the same principle?
It's the same principle.
You're able to activate the same DNA that you were born with, the same DNA that in theory, you're able to activate the stem cell for regeneration, which we know we used to do that.
Right. Yeah, the doctor's going to produce a whole damn field of science based on stem cell research.
Based on stem cell research. Now, we don't know how to regrow a hand or a limb without stem cells, without mind anymore, but we did know we used to know how to do that. We do know that does happen because lizards still know how to do that. So we know it's something. We know that something in the thought field. We just forgot how to do it.
Exactly.
Well, it doesn't stand the reason how to access the DMT in our own mind.
In hell,
no, you just talking about somebody with a point. You know what I'm saying? Not a full. I'm a full 100% research. I'm trying to jack of all trades, the master of none. There's too much information to be stuck.
No doubt. We're going to go to Area 513, Area Code 513 on the line. Please. 513, Area Code.
I'm sorry, listening.
Oh, you okay? You just listening? All right. Thanks, sis. All right, we got Area Code 404, you on the line. Area Code 404. Atlanta, Georgia, you on the line here. What's up? Georgia, you in the house. Peace. Okay, here we go. Alright,
yeah, we gotta do this because this echoing is so bad.
Alright.
So we gotta do this. We definitely gotta do this on the business.
Alright, we have Eric Code 413. Eric Code 413, you on the line.
Peace, brother. This is Brother Teddy out of Boston.
Peace, brother. How you doing?
Good. I'm just enjoying myself, and I just wanted to say that the echo has got a little better.
I mean, still in the building.
Yeah, I'm still getting it, even though it's echoing. I'm still getting it. But I appreciate the science brothers doing. And I take herbs and stuff like that myself, and I do agree that, you know, you still got to keep an open mind to learn other things, learn.
Right. Right. You know, I know.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to keep an open mind. That's what this, that's truly what this conscious thing is about. Once you start cheerleading a point, then you failed. You just became a religion fanatic. When you start cheerleading a point and you start buying into these titles, buying into these titles, you don't want to do that. You kind of want to tap in and play and mess around with everything. You get what I'm saying? You got to be a scientist, which means you need to experiment with everything. You get what I'm saying? And the true experimentation is yourself. That's why you came down here. You get what I'm saying? You are down here as an explorer. You get what I'm saying? So
I agree.
In your best interest to keep an open mind about anything that comes across the table. Investigate and keep it going. Once you start streamlining and make this one point, then you might as well hang it up. You just became a religious fool for that point. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, open mind is the key. Open mind is the key.
That's what I tell people. Keep open mind. I mean, expect unexpected. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. Expecting unexpected. You know, the whole idea is, I thought we was in the probe to, you know, to tap into those hidden parts of you that the sky's the limit in terms of activation. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, the sky's the limit. You know what I mean? So, you know, once you start defining the limits, then, you know, you're failing yourself.
Right.
You're failing yourself. Once you start defining the limits.
It's like no condition.
Right. And a child shall lead them. You know what I'm saying? And they're only talking about the mentality of a child which has full, just has this belief that nothing can stop them. Full potential. Or they can do anything to full potential. So I mean, it's the mind of a child. You know what I'm saying? When you have that grown up definition mind, you fail yourself.
Right.
Now you can't go. You start to stick yourself. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole idea of conscious thought, to free yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the point.
Once this knowledge comes back, it's like it opened me up. You know what I mean?
See,
and learn different. I was always learning, but it just brought more. You know, and just brought it just opened me up. So I do some lean breath techniques. You know what I'm saying? It cools me down. It keeps me right.
Right.
I mean, I eat right.
Eat right.
I work out.
Work out.
Read my book. Play music, you know what I mean? I try to keep my mind sharp, my body sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Everything,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, you do everything that works for you. Like, somebody put up, every path is different, absolutely. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Only one thing in consciousness is the mentality that you should have, as opposed to doing what one person does or what the other person does.
Right.
The mentality should be synchronized in terms of that open mind that you talked about and that preparedness to go wherever this thing takes you. So if you have an agenda or if you have a theory that you're going to follow to the end, you know what I'm saying? To me, that is the purpose of what it is to be conscious. It is what it is.
Right.
So, you know, and if that's what that person decides to do, have at it. Not on my watch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not on my watch. You can do whatever you do on your time. But on my watch, I'm here to free people. I'm here to tell people you have unlimited potential you can tap into. Because I know the ancients are talking about that. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Fuck all that mushroom shit. I know they were talking about expanding, leaving this motherfucker, never coming back, and expanding. And then, and I've never seen a hieroglyph that told me the motherfucking limit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I've never seen a hieroglyph that said, well, y'all can't do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying.
Right.
So you can do that shit on your watch.
but on my time, I've been consistent right. saying, try this, try that, and try the other thing, based upon results, not based upon no goddamn theory. I'm telling you, results, man. Old results, not even no new shit I tapped into. Shit from before, known for it. And not just that, I've helped people tap into shit. A pantheon of Negroes will be able to tell you, oh no, when I did that, that happened. And that was not happening before. And up including to the brother who called tonight, because we can't really hear that well, who said he was on the mushrooms, Jawanza, and tapped into absolutely nothing. I'm doing the work to get him back his mind right.
Right.
And he called in tonight. Oh, I wish there was no echo so he could hear that shit. He ain't licked no frogs.
Well, if it's coming from my end, then it's clear.
He fucked him up.
You clear, Lynn.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If it's coming from my computer side, then it's clear. So it should be clear when people go back and re-listen to it.
Okay, I hope that'd be nice if they go back and this still stays unclear. But if not, we'll still come back. You know, we'll come back and give them a better question and answer, or a more clear one. As long as people with us, we with y'all.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, we're not going to play around here.
World,
you know what I'm saying?
Radio.
This is the first world. We're not going to play on Science Night. You're not going to hear me telling y'all what y'all can't do and what y'all need and what's not happening to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And we're not saying that you can't use the mushroom. We're saying that you can. However, please do not be under the assumption that it's
breaking up, brother. You're breaking up.
I was saying that. I was saying that please do not be under the assumption that the mushroom is all that you need. We're not saying that you cannot.
If you want to try it, have at it. All I'm saying is, and I'm sure you agree with it. You don't need that thing or else. You get what I'm saying? That or else factor. This shit is within you. If you're not lazy, there's a way to cultivate DMP in you. See, I wasn't lazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if I wanted to have experience, I always knew this based upon study. If I wanted to have a massive DMP experience, peyote, mescaline, and all the rest of that jazz. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this, like I said, ain't lying, some guys. There was other niggas. Regular niggas was doing this shit. They wasn't expanded. Tragedy from the intelligent hoodlum was telling me when he took this shit, and all he did was seeing all the same shit that I seen. My mom was there. She had a white dress on, and she told me it's not the time. I'm saying, like, well, I do that shit every goddamn night. You know what I'm saying? I should show Khadija how to do that every night. Talk to the dead. What are you doing here, buddy?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to see a snake. You know what I'm saying? Like, a mushroom and see a snake. Enough already. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The information. But I haven't heard any information from mushroom people that's outweighed some of the conscious shit that I've brung, Bobby's brung. If we really want to get down to it, what's the information you got? You know what I'm saying? Because all I hear is this shit from the Metal Netta book. You know what I'm saying? Repeated in a different way. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I've been consistently agreeing. Here's what y'all can do. Here's what this is, how this happens, and you can talk to him, her, or that thing. And guess what? I show niggas how to get money just by washing the mesh in curry. No mushroom needed. You get what I'm saying? No mushroom needed. Washing, and motherfuckers say, I got $5,000, $10,000. Just by washing their Ganesha snatch and clothes based upon channels. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Ain't no mushroom doing that. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of people talking, so no. You do that on. I'm not saying it's wrong to do that. I'm just saying if that's the best you got, then maybe a little bit more work there. You get what I'm saying? Maybe need to expand a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Expand your mind a little bit more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I went to Kabbalistic Sifra World. You know what I'm saying? Mars. Gibberish, and all that shit. I experienced this shit for the world, Crystal City. The list goes on. You know what I'm saying?
And
I'm comfortable with saying that I know anyone with a pineal gland could do it as long as you do the work. And somebody wrote, drugs will also cause an attachment to the physical. I don't think you really understand where Captain is at with this occult shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I know the people I listen to know better. Know better. You know what I'm saying? Told my goddamn little 20-year-old son to get off drugs. So I know they know better than drugs.
No doubt. Thank you, brother.
I'm sure it's a way. I'm sure it's a way. You know, and I'm sure it's a method. I'm sure the ancients did it as hellified. But I always knew that by doing that, I would have an experience, but not necessarily be expanded. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't come out of that and be like, I know something more than I didn't know. Now, I know white people needed help because Crowley went very hard on telling his white folks that they need to take nothing but mind-expanding drugs.
Right.
He knew they didn't have the melanin. His audience, or his core audience, didn't have the melanin to be able to tap into that basic, basic stick. You know what I'm saying?
Like the LA,
so he said they had no choice. So Crowley made them take. Crowley was very big on mind-expanding drugs.
Right.
Those are called those work.
Right. In fact,
that ain't our that ain't the full of our story. That's a fragment. Now remember, that culture shit was later on and in our fall. Even all the culture shit. I've explained to you, if I have to tell someone to each one teach one, that's not hot. See, if I have to tell you to tie your shoe, or you have to tell me, that means you're not aware of it. So the mere fact that I have to say all these African sayings in a time of culture means you're not aware of it. Certain things should be obvious. So that means that it wasn't obvious that you had to say all these wise words. That means you had to inform somebody who didn't know it wasn't obvious. So all of that was in our fault.
Right.
All of that was in our fault.
No doubt. Thanks, bro, for calling in. We're going to go to the next caller.
All right, buddy. You be good.
Thanks,
Doc. Bye, bro.
Bye, bro.
You got area code 732. Area code 732, you're on the line. Greetings. Area code 732.
Huh?
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear
you. Hey. Dr. Arlene, how are you?
You doing well, brother.
Brother Panic, how are you?
Hey, brother, what's going on?
I'm fine. Last week, Dr. Aleem, I noticed you mentioned something about Dragon Ball Z.
Right.
About how after Goku died, he said something about a bridge. Yeah, that bridge was called Snake Way. You know, and I thought it was funny because it represented Kundalini.
Kundalini, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I find out that a lot of anime has, like, a lot of our science and stuff in it. But anyway, do you know anything about the cosmids, the plasmids, and the polarines that apparently is this cosmic cloud that the Earth is supposed to be passing through soon?
Yeah, that's part of the area of the photon belt, on the other side of the photon belt, on which that will lead us into the fifth world, based on the teachings of the indigenous people. Which is his, the so-called 50 minutes.
Oh, that's supposed to happen soon?
Yeah. Between now and 2016.
Oh, man, that's right around the corner.
Right.
Also about that, though, is it supposed to be, cosmic melanin that's also conscious?
Yeah, dark matter. Black energy.
Okay, What kind of effects could we expect it to have on our body?
Well, it will reboot and re-energize, revitalize, rejuvenate the melanin, in which that is actually a replica of the dark matter in human form. So it's like the melanin is actually the soul principle, you know, that we can see, you know. So that's the way in which that I explain it, that we say oftentimes in class that melanin is the equivalent or the counterpart to the spiritual soul. So the physical melanin is the counterpart to the spiritual soul.
Okay, got you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You want to expand on that, Brother Panic?
No, that's perfect. That's on it. That's
all
on
right,
it.
We're going to go to 662.
But, well, I guess the only thing is what we've been talking about, that golden age, the end of the Kali Yuga. You know,
right.
All these things lead up to it's our time. So
right.
You can take your pick. If we're going to be on planet Earth, it's going to be our time on planet Earth. If we're going beyond Earth, it's just that time. No matter how it's in our favor. So, I mean, at the very, on the very mundane level, you can look at that. But it's that golden age coming in.
Exactly. What is called the Satya Yuga age.
Right.
662. Area code 662 on the line. We got 5 minutes left. And question for Panic, please bring it on.
Hello?
Peace.
Hello?
Peace, we can hear you, brother.
All right, hey, peace. Peace, Brother Lean, Brother Panic.
No, that's crazy. Somebody pointed out the echo's gone now and the show is almost over.
Yeah,
we're
going to
try
so I don't know. You want to go to 11 if we can without the echo?
Hello?
Yeah, we're gonna go as long as we can. And
okay.
Like I said, I think if you're available, we can do it next week and finish this question and answer. I want to give them a good question and answer on it.
Right, I got you. But go ahead, brother. You got a question? Go ahead. All right.
Hello?
Yeah, we here, brother. Go ahead. You got a question?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask, I watched a video a little while ago on light navigation that you talked about with the breaths and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How would that kind of go in with kind of manifesting? I'm kind of new to this, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to understand about the whole manifestation thing. Not to kind of just want to find out.
Right. Well, your breath is what controls your consciousness or your consciousness via the breath. Actually, it's one and the same because the word breath is broken down in Western Dictionary to mean spirit. The word spirit
is
broken down into Western Dictionary to mean breath. So the breath, spirit, and consciousness, actually all three is the same. You know, in other words, there's a direct connection. So what happens is that if you lower your breath, the average person breathes about 18 breaths a minute. So if you lower your breath to 9 breaths a minute, you already broke the threshold of interpersonal consciousness and you enter into intrapersonal consciousness. At 7.5 breaths a minute, you go into life consciousness. At 6 breaths a minute, you go into subconsciousness. At 4.5 breaths a minute, you go into what is called superconsciousness. At 3 breaths a minute, you go into magnetic consciousness. And at 1 breath a minute, you go into infinite consciousness. So your breath itself can take you through the different levels of consciousness, all right? So when you're talking about becoming aware and tapping into the DMT, you can do it through the breath cycle of simply breathing in for 30 seconds, breathing out for 30 seconds, and doing that for 72 minutes, and you would tap into DMT or the subatomic particles of your very existence. So,
all the other stuff
which that people are talking about, they don't have a formula, so therefore, that's all they can do is quote someone else. I'm not quoting, I'm
finished. Right, this should be done.
Right.
In the second, he asked how Bobby Hemmer was doing.
Right.
We talked about that the first week. And also, I would tell you this, Bobby Hemmer also knows that you could tap into that DNA. Me and him had this conversation plenty of times before we even spoke about it. So this is general, this is basic understanding, you know what I mean? And like when you say, you know what I mean? There's so many ways to start acting. Because all you're doing is interfacing with the melanin with all these techniques. All of these techniques are ways of interfacing with the melanin. Simple as that. For the darkness meditations, the herb packs, there's a you can take
the astral traveling techniques. You could take a teaspoon of honey and a teaspoon of vinegar. Mix it with 8 ounces of water before you go to sleep. That will cause some pineal activity and help with the astral traveling. The breathing, as Aleem pointed out, the breathing is very powerful. Focus and change your breathing. I have a good book upstairs. It's upstairs, but it's not on my shelf down here. But there's the breathing does that. What else are we talking about? Focus meditations. Intention is the key. Visualization is the key.
Mm-hmm.
Visualization is the key. Lady, she said honey and vinegar. Teaspoon of honey, teaspoon of vinegar, and 8 ounces of water. Drink that before you go to sleep. And that will help with the astral traveling. All you're doing is you're trying to take the sun, your melanin, which we know clearly we have, and spiritualize it. You're turning water into wine. That's what they were doing in the Bible. Give them saying, trying to create manna from heaven, and,
exactly.
And all of those things are all of those things are in your power. It's in your intention. This whole conscious thing is all about intention. So there's you'll find that you don't have to do everything, but some things will work for you better than the next thing. You get what I'm saying? Crystals are batteries, so there's crystals that help with pineal activity. You can get crystals to help with pineal activity. There are plenty of things, plenty of technique. What you really, all you really have to do is just get informed, get a couple of books on it. Don't rely on the books. Get the books to lay down a basic foundation and a basic understanding, and then you become then you experiment. You get what I'm saying? Then you start to experiment. Do things, and what you will notice is, see, first of all, this happens anyway. It happens even if we're not trying. That's why everyone in this chat room can tell you about an experience that's otherworldly. Well, I was dreaming, and this happened. My grandmother was this, and I was dreaming. It wasn't like my regular dream, and it was like this, it was like that. And they'll say something, well, what did you do different? Well, I ate that night, or something happened this night. It was a big event this night, or I was just in a deep sleep this night. So it happens anyway. We tap into a portion of this DMT anyway. That's why we have the better, more than just the regular astral dreaming, because there's different levels of dreaming. So if, say, you worked hard all day at your job, and you know, you heard this phrase, well, let's sleep on it and come up with an answer. If something's major or bothering you or happening, you notice you'll dream about that night. You get what I'm saying? Because the mind is occupied with that problem. The subconscious mind is constantly trying to give you a solution. So if it's a mundane, everyday thing, then it will give you this mundane solution. You won't go deep into sleep. You'll still be at the surface because you're basically still thinking. So ultimately, what you're supposed to be doing is meditating, focusing, and all the breathing, all the techniques to get deeper into that world. So what you're sleeping about or dreaming about becomes a little bit more professional than your everyday mundane life. That's when you start to tap into higher and higher levels, and your body's going to start to rely and produce the DMT that it needs to go there, because you're pushing yourself to go there. You get what I'm saying? So me, being able to just meditate, being able to shut down the world and have this agenda, visualization, knowing all the techniques, what started to happen was the more and more spiritual dreams I started to have, the more and more usable information I was able to bring back to the planet and share with black folks, as I have been doing, the more I was able to bring back a more, since it's not the flooding of DMT, I'm able to bring back more confidence back than just like shaking and rolling my eyes in the back of my head. Even though that experience is valid and may have some worth to it for whoever's trying to go there, but we're in a place now where I've turned something on. You get what I'm saying? I've turned something on, which everyone can do that as well. But I keep doing this meditation and this thing. So now anytime I have a question, I immediately can take it to the spirit world through meditation or through the dreams or through just breathing or focus, and come back with a more competent, less than mundane answer. You get what I'm saying? So the object and the idea is your first step, you want to get into some form or some technique of meditation, because what you're doing is starting to quiet the mind and learn how to quiet and focus the mind to a certain point, basically directing the chatter in your mind. Most of us are suffering from chatter, the conscious mind constantly interrupting you. So any substance usually brings you out or shuts down the conscious mind. Not just liquor, weed, all of that shuts down the conscious mind, but so much so you don't necessarily, because you're not doing anything spiritual and you're not a spiritual person, you're not bringing nothing back. You're having an experience, you get what I'm saying? But you're not really bringing nothing back to become a spiritual person. You just had a spiritual experience.
That sounds just like what happens on church on Sundays when niggas catch the ego.
Exactly. They're not right. By Monday it's over. Right. By Monday it's over. But if you're looking at them on Sunday, you're looking at it like, wow, they're falling out, they're spitting, they're jumping, they're rolling their eyes.
Yeah.
Something's happening, and you know what's happening to them is chemical. Sometimes, not just they're jumping for nothing. They're actually in a trance or a zone or possessed. But by Monday, they just go back. They're a bus driver again. You get what I'm saying? So us as conscious folks, when you open up this line, you're doing that with under a control. You get what I'm saying? You're doing that under a form of control. And when you do that under the form of control, then you start opening up a spiritual world, spiritual light, spiritual knowledge, something that's more usable than that experience. That time I had the Holy Ghost that time. You know what I'm saying? Well, I took that, and I was on top of a mountain, and my spirit told him is a goddamn polar bear. That's nice. You know what I'm saying? But how do you go into this world and come back with shit from the collective unconscious, the Akashic record?
Right. Did he tell you to get the Condate bar?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Say that.
You know what I'm saying? Now, we deal hard in Akashic records. You know what I'm saying? I've done and told and tapped into so much shit, but see, I'm not just selfish with it. I know we all can do it. That's my whole shit. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole shit. We all can do this. We just don't know how to no more. And then we find in the least trodden path. You get what I'm saying? Why go to the beach when you could just sit down and smoke a joint? You know what I'm saying? That's what we're saying right now. You know what I'm saying? Why go on a picnic when you could just open the fridge and make some, you know what I'm saying? Make some cereal. You know what I'm saying? So, no. I'm like always, I'm telling you, we need to get off this laziness shit. You get what I'm saying? Do some work. Do some work. How would you know if you already believe you can't do it, how would you ever do it? You get what I'm saying? If you already believe that this cannot happen with you, how can it never happen with you? But step one is to understand and know that this can happen with you. You can do anything you want to do. It's all in your mind. The mind is all. The universe is mental. So any mental experience you have is in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
By the wisdom of Tahuti, which is in which you're supposed to be following. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, all that to say, really all you have to do is just start getting into some sort of routine where you are doing mind calisthenics. You get what I'm saying? Mind calisthenics, which is a form of meditation, breathing, something where you put attention to your mind. I don't know if you remember with the echo. Somebody asked about, because I gave a meditation where you're supposed to look at your pineal gland with your eyes closed when you meditate. That's the best thing you do. You create a pyramid in your mind, and when you do that, what it happens is shuts down your eyes to the human world and puts your attention on the pineal. You'll start to see images, light images in the pineal. In that book, Darkness Visible, where he tells you, there's a whole entire book dedicated to awakening spiritual light through the pineal, through darkness meditation with no drugs. Though he talks about the DMT in here and how to activate it without that. Activate it without that and how to activate it with it. But he talks about most of these African initiations back then had everything to do with hanging out in the dark room for days. After a certain amount of days, this will happen. Certain amount of days, that will happen. Then he said you can totally see in darkness. In 100% darkness, you can totally see. And this is because, he said, because what happens is the pineal gland comes back online. It's shut down. He said the spirit molecule, it's in this book. The spirit molecule comes back online. Because of so much light and artificial light, it shuts down. You get what I'm saying? It's just as simple as that. So, I mean, this is not like guesswork or theories or holding on to an idea. If you study and you do it, you will tap in. Ain't no doubt about that. This is old hat. This is not even some new theory that people are just finding out. This is old hat. I already have a pantheon of people who have tapped in and went to other levels by just doing simple techniques. Techniques ain't hard. You get what I'm saying? So if you don't know, I've got new herb packs as well. Like I said, the herb packs, I've always said, and I'll say it again now, is only a stepping stone. It will help move some energy in the pineal. It's not drugs. And you should, after a while, you should be able to create a memory to be able to visualize to get there. I have more herb packs. I have more meditation CDs. I have angelic CDs. And now we're doing God Force readings. So email me for a new list, panicpack@hotmail.com, so you can see what the new things we have. And if you don't know about this class, you need to get in this class. You know what I'm saying? You need to get in this because this class is where the miracles are happening right now. You get what I'm saying? This class is where the miracles is happening right now. Email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. You can reach out to me or reach out to Brother Aleem, Dr. Aleem Bay, DrAleemBay.com, Dr. Aleem L. Bay. Right? .com.
Right.
Yep. And, you know, reach out to him for all his products and whatnot. I think I'm going to talk to Aleem. I think we'll be back next week as well. We'll keep going until we get cut off. But I want to give you a better question and answers than we got tonight based upon Blog Talk's misery. It'd be nice if the recording came out perfect. But,
right.
But ultimately, you know, we keep going. We're here. So there's no big thing. As long as y'all show up and want to be here, I don't mind, and as long as Aleem has the time, I don't mind. Wednesday night is a perfect night. Good night, and we start early, so it doesn't mess up your Friday, so you can still go on your date and smooch. Wednesday is a good night for science night. So we'll do it as much as you enjoy it, answer as many questions as you like. But you need to know when you come here, I'm going to give you shit to do as I always give you shit to do. You know, I don't play that hopeless shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right.
Never will. Yeah. I would never defeat myself like that. You know what I'm saying? Never defeat myself and convince myself that I need something outside of me to transform myself.
Mm-hmm.
I would never convince myself of that. What a sad day that would be.
Yeah, it would be.
We got area code 202. Area code 202, you on the line.
Peace. Yeah, I just want to keep digging in the caller that called in earlier, man.
Okay.
About the mushroom. Yeah. It's,
come on.
Peace, fan. I took the class, man. I was in your second class, by the way.
Who's this?
This is David in Daytona Beach.
Oh, okay. What's up, D? What's going on, man?
Yeah. Chilling. Anyone who's, like, trying think about taking a class, take the class. Like, you need to take the class. Don't even question it. If you want to, do it. But besides that, as far as with the mushroom, man, like, I came across some tea or whatnot. I wanted to go ahead and just experiment again.
Mm-hmm.
And this was after the class now. And so I went ahead and, like, I was with two other individuals. And they had a lot. And so I was like, okay. And then I didn't see nothing at all. And they was all falling like some other bull crap, like you saying, or snakes and all that shit. Should we see already?
Right.
You know, I feel like I should go play some basketball shit, you know, and get more out of that
staring at the ball bounce off.
Right then, fucking taking this shit. Like, you're not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
Like, and I'm
nothing.
Really being nice about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Cause,
yeah, I know. Very nice.
You know, I'm really being nice about this shit because, you know what I mean? That shit ain't doing nothing. Ain't nothing but more fucking drugs. See some fucking snakes. Ooh. It's a snake is the soul. Ooh. Yeah, we know that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we know that already. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's so ridiculous. It's scary. It's scary.
Yeah, I didn't want to do Eileen's listeners or anything, man, because there's people listening in that even... It, there's no need for it. You know, it don't.
Right.
You go eat some grass. It's the same.
Right.
The same shit. Right. No, the same shit.
Like, you're just gonna be high. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
Like, give me something I could bring back that's usable. What if that? If
mm-hmm.
we could do that, and we could bring. You're like, see, when you, and then when you hear, like, you hear DMT, the spirit molecule, the dude Rick Straussman who did that. He did it on Netflix. You can watch his shit. He himself is saying, I was giving people all this DMT. He said, I stopped because at the end of the day, I wasn't coming up with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. He said that. He said, now all I felt was bad because I'm giving people drugs. And then all you heard people saying, they had this experience. Well, I felt that. And this is what they came up with. This is the end result of that fucking whole documentary on Netflix, which you can watch yourself. He said, we know there's something more. That's it. We know there's something more. Motherfucker, that's old news for the Negro.
Right.
That's old Negro news. You know what I'm saying? You think you're going to find it out. No, this is a new day. This shit is in you. You know what I'm saying? Grow up. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? Put the drugs down and grow up, son. You know what I'm saying? Let me not tell you, but let me just say. You could do, they're not finding out nothing. White people tapped into this because they cannot experience anything. So when they tapped into the shamans were doing it, but when the shamans were doing it, they were bringing about usable information for the goddamn tribe. You know what I'm saying? You're not dealing with this on a shamanistic level. You're not tapping into no animal totems, none of that goddamn fly shit no more. You know what I'm saying? Now you just get high and saying, we used to do that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? You just get high reminiscing. You better off just getting high doing the bus stop and all that kind of shit from the 70s. You tap into more shit. Get high and do the bump. You know what I'm saying? You'll tap into more. You know what I'm saying? So now you got these white people who found this whole new world, a DMT, shit they ain't experienced. And all they really just basically saying is, wow, and I seen this light, and there was this thing, and it was this thing, and there was a
mm-hmm.
snake there. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
nah. What I show you in class is how to exercise that muscle, how to put you in a system of self-reliance.
It just takes you to a completely... And it might get the same with Eileen too, because I know Eileen's definitely on point.
Oh yeah, Eileen too. Why do you think I'm here on this show?
Yeah,
he's about it,
about it.
Definitely.
He's about it, about it. I don't play with these theorists. I play with act doers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not guys who just have theories on what can you do with your melanin. This is talking about work done. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Work
mm-hmm.
done and showing people how to do work. This is a brother on the phone. I said, no, I'm going to show you how to do work, kid. This is how you do work. This is how you're going to have your own epiphany through your own path. Not do what I do, but I'm going to show you how to get your thinking so you can think how you need to think right. We lost
mm-hmm.
the way to actually take our science and manifest it. We're just manifesting it with the same logic in the MEO, pork, five, seed, pinoline, harmaline, hormonaline shit. That's just nothing. That's motherfucking goddamn Georgia Tech goddamn training. You know what I'm saying? These names are what you use, but you know it when you did it. You know what I'm saying? It's you know when
it's
you
just
do
good.
It. The people in my class are knowing that they feeling it. You know what I'm saying? And no matter where you at in the game, and there's people saying, yo, I've been studying this shit since the early 90s and 80s, and I'm glad I still took this class. Whatever it was, I found a way to tap in to the make this shit usable, and I share it with all of us. It is as simple as that. And it's working. It's working.
Yeah.
There's nobody walking away complaining yet. It's working. You know what I'm saying? I have regular homeboys who tried that shit. And know who they are now today because they tried these fucking mushrooms? Regular homeboys. You know what I'm saying? Same niggas on Facebook playing Candy Crush with me. Ain't none of that tapping and shit, but they will tell you about that experience that night. You know what I'm saying? So if you want that experience, and for some, and I think for conscious people, you really, that experience is really for those who aren't conscious. If you're conscious and you're tapping into this shit, believe you me, that shit won't be nothing. You know what I'm saying? See, when I was conscious and tapping into it, see, I thought that all that devil studying shit I was going to do when I was studying that was going to be big, a big deal. It wasn't. And then when King Cook was like, yeah, I'm doing all this shit to the devil. And, you know, when he was studying the devil, and like all these white people, oh, no, you fucking with the devil. You fucking with the devil. He said, ain't nothing fucking happening. You know what I'm saying? Where's the bang? You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't nothing. You get what I'm saying? It ain't nothing. You know what I mean? It's more your idea. You know what I'm saying? So if you believe that the ancient Egyptians were doing this, you know, they do this and this is all they do, then, you know what I'm saying, then you're going to believe you having a big experience. You not. You know what I'm saying? You not. You know what I'm saying? Because if I was having this experience with that and I heard somebody say, well, that ain't right with the DMT, I'm not just telling them better words. I will be able to tell them some Osirian shit. Like, nobody. Did you know that Osiris is. He likes licorice? You know what I mean? Something different. You know what I'm saying? What you got for me? You know what I'm saying? What you got? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
What you got? Swallow the Louboutin? Repeat and swallow the Louboutin? What you got? What you got? You know what I'm saying? You should be coming back with a plan to get the fucking temples back. I took this shit, now I know how to, I know the method, nigga. I know the method, the reverse time. We all got to fly back and spin the world back like in Superman 1. You know what I'm saying? I know the method here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't hear none of that. You know what I'm saying? Same old shit everybody else is talking about. Kemetic yoga. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shit I can do for free anyway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No, don't play. You're making no progress. You know what I'm saying? And we know that. Like I said, and I know for a personal fact, I can show testimony after email testimony. I was here, now I'm there. Based upon that, this and that, that panic has said to them, good, keep going and go further than me. Because it's endless what you can accomplish. I'm not the ceiling on it. Just in the game, and so are you. You know what I'm saying? So please believe. I say, I'm glad, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad you took the opportunity to take that class and was able to talk about it. That's where it's going down. That's where all my energy has been. We in the cycle now. We're about to start a new cycle soon. So now's the time to email and try to, you know, see what's going on, get in the class for the next July cycle. But it is happening because, you know, we don't play here. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, me and Aleem and myself are doing this show because I chose Aleem and was so comfortable with that because he don't play. You know what I'm saying?
No, sir.
He don't
play. Yeah, that's a good look.
Theories, you know what I'm saying? The theories. So like I said, we're going to make sure, you know, we're going to keep it hard. This thing. Like, I'm here. I don't mind. Wednesday night is an excellent night. Shit, if he would have me every Wednesday, I'd be more than happy to be here. This is perfect. I can do this. It's not interfering with classes or none of that. So you know, any time I'm on call. And, you know, we're going to just keep it going. You know,
can I say one more thing?
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
sir. Can I say one? I just want to, you know, also let just other callers know, because I know a bunch of people always got questions, man, or just something on their mind, and don't press one or whatever, but. Like, definitely give y'all big, big props. The same as a bitch would do, like, for a fucking MBA Harvard professor and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely. Right. Like, I don't know what the hell is the matter with a lot of cats, but
just that's a must, man. Like you talk like his class. It ain't even five notes. It's three, and he can't even get a box of pencils for that if you go in a lot of these fucking institutions and shit, you know?
Right.
So should be getting mad. And this is so empowering. That's some fake ass shit. Whatever you buying in there, that's thing something that you're gonna take when you out of this, you know? When you're looking at like 10 tons and shit, not just one. So, like, definitely you have to have mad props for y'all, man.
I thank you for taking the effort to take the class. I thank you for taking the effort to believe in yourself enough to want to take the class. You get what I'm saying? So believe you me, you empower me just as much as I empower you. It's a give and take situation. You get what I'm saying?
You know
that's how I roll in the class. It's one of the things I talk about in the class. One of the first things I say after this class, you'll never have to ask me another question unless you choose.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, it's for the conversation, man. It's for the love,
right?
The conversation,
mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never play y'all like I will always be something that's greater than you. I truly believe in my heart of hearts,
mm-hmm.
anybody
mm-hmm.
can be anything. You get what I'm saying? We can do anything. You know what I'm saying? And we don't need nothing but ourselves to rely on ourselves, our divine mind to accomplish it. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have blind belief in that. I believe it because I know it. So I believe it when I know. So I'm sincere when I say, no, you guys empower me too when I'm in this class. And I say the class will be over at 4, but we be in that motherfucker till 6.
Oh, yeah.
More bang
for the
buck. I want you to know this.
And give the other classes. You gave me about
20.
Every class is different.
Right, and every class is different. Even though we're dealing with the same curriculum, every class is different. And I still record it and give you your classes plus other classes from that day. So you get more than what you bargained for.
And you will not find anything like that on YouTube. I'm a graduate of YouTube, all right? And you won't, any listener, you will not find anything like that. Anything.
Right, this is not a YouTube extension. It's not a lecture extension.
Exactly.
This is a great training. You know what I'm saying? And the lean classes are the same way. Remember, First World Radio, we're on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Your host is Brother Lean. I'll be here often, quite often, 8 p.m. every Wednesday night. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to tell a friend because we're going to make this jump in here. We're just at the beginning.
We got my co-host, Brother L. And
Brother L in the building. Let me not forget Brother L.
Oh, let me get back to this Harvard professor thing, because niggas will pay $100,000 a 4-year education in order to be told that they come from monkeys. But yet, Brother Panic tells you that you come from God, that you are God, and that you have God force within you, and y'all niggas don't want to support, you know what I'm saying, support us as far as, you know, in our endeavors, you know what I'm saying? So, but yet, you can waste $100,000 and damn loans and shit that you never pay back.
Mm-hmm.
Get told that you come from a monkey.
Right.
You know,
and now them jobs, and now you only get trained in Harvard for jobs that ain't even hardly worth shit anymore. You know what I'm saying? They just gave a report that college graduates are not even that great at McDonald's anymore.
No.
Exactly. They're hiring them, but he said they're not even that smart to even work there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, this training is that's going on there is utterly ridiculous. We need to get into the stuff that's for us. But see, one of the things I start to break down in the class is the difference between even how we learn. See, we've been trained into learning how white folks learn. So therefore, when we deal with our ancient information, we're using our ancient information with the wrong technology of learning. When I reorder the way you learn, therefore, when we hear that our information, it now becomes a tool as opposed to some shit you can repeat. MEO5DMT, the lick a frog shit. You know what I'm saying? You won't be able to repeat some hot shit, but you can't tell me the fucking experience. You get what I'm saying? I've been on here telling you the experience. This is what happens when we do that, not just the theory of shit. You get what I'm saying?
So we need. So we are not having these experience. You could tell the Kamites are writing stuff from experience, not thinking everybody's all Egyptian. So you could tell they experienced these things and they were reflecting things that they realized, as opposed to being able to drop some science. You get what I'm saying? So that's what we need to get back to. That's the whole mission here, to show how to get back into it, where you're having realizations that are beneficial to you, realizations that you can use and turn into something that's actually beneficial for you and your family or whatever your cause is. You get what I'm saying? That alone is priceless. You get what I'm saying? For a class, that either my class or a Aleem's class, that alone is priceless to show you how to for lack of a better way to say it, to fish on your own. Mm-hmm. You don't have to depend on another person to call up Patty. Well, what does that mean, Patty? Because y'all know me. Y'all
right.
Ask me all these questions, and I really don't answer them too much. Because not because I'm a mean guy, because I don't want to be your preacher. Never did.
Exactly.
Never
right.
Want you to be feeling in a position where you can't figure this shit out on your own, and you have to ask me for self-confidence, to remove your fear, or to validate something you feel anyway. But half the time I say, well, what do you think? Well, I was going to do that anyway. So you don't need me to validate that. You get what I'm saying? That's from our religious training. All you need is build up that confidence within yourself. It's as simple as that. And you, once you have these experiences, you will have no deny you that confidence and that lack and that fear will move away because you're mm-hmm. doing it. You know what I'm saying? So when people tell me they're scared, they're not doing it. You know what I'm saying? They're not tapping in. You get what I'm saying? So they either stick to their logic or they admit that they're scared. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So once you start tapping in and experiencing, see, that's why I brought up the thing with the devil. You know, ultimately, that's the core of everyone's fear. The devil, and since that's played out, bad demons and bad spirits and all the rest of that, which I attack and break down and explain what that is in terms of your own ego and thought forms anyway, in your own fantasy. There's nothing out there that even cares to attack your black ass. You know what I'm saying? This ego and self-importance is what's killing you. So after you do all this to the devil and find out ain't no fucking devil showing up, ain't nothing evil or sinister showing up, after you do all that shit, it's like, man, the fear goes away because you'll find there's nothing out there. And everything that you're fear and scared of is your own fucking ego telling you you should be scared. It's your own mind that's your own enemy, if you will. And that's based upon this insecure thinking, this waking consciousness that we walk around with constantly that has now taken over. Your humanity has now taken over. And so by dealing with the pineal gland and opening up the gateway, the part of you that knows will start to leak in and start to run and balance out your life. The part of you that knows. See, the knowing part of yourself needs to come online. Now we're still in this thinking part, in this logical part, in this I need other things part to make it complete. Without that, you're nothing part. So I need my kente cloth, my hat, and my ankh, my fucking oils, and all that shit to make yourself something. You get what I'm saying? That's all from a religious mindset. I don't care how long you've been out the church. You ain't out religion. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, sir. Right.
Still playing dress up. You know what I'm saying? Play with me, because I watch all that. You still dressing up. You know what I'm saying? You're saying, gave me that bonnet for another type of hat. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that. So once you get out the religious motif mindset and get into freeing your thoughts, figuring out your own path, what are you here to do for real? You know what I'm saying? Then you'll find it's a whole different animal. You'll find it's a whole different form of epitome that you tap into. a whole different form of knowing that you tap into. You know what I'm saying? Shit's about levels, player. You know what I'm saying? Don't step off your level. You know what I'm saying? Don't step off your level. Keep that shit in Zamunda. You know what I'm saying? Keep that shit in Zamunda. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with international occultists. Deal with it all. You know what I'm saying? You take that shit back to the kingdom of Zamunda.
So true. Trying to stay in my lane.
Lane. You know what I'm saying? That bringing up the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying? Bringing up the wrong shit.
Right.
My well studied, over. Well studied.
Right. We got area code 678. Area code 678. You're on the line.
Hello.
Peace.
Yes.
Peace. How you doing, Brother Panic?
Peace, sister.
Peace, brother. Brother Aleem.
Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
This Miss Vanquish.
Oh, okay.
From Atlanta.
Okay, yeah. How you do? How they do?
Well, how they do?
How they do?
I got two questions. One question is, the seven lords, is that the seven chakras?
Seven Elohim?
Like Untans, Quartiles, Chitel, Guyana?
Mm-hmm. The seven African powers.
Mm-hmm. Seven African powers, seven chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the seven lords, right?
Yep.
Right. I mean,
well, anyway, those are the seven chakras, right?
That would be my best guess.
Okay. That's one thing I wanted to know. The second thing I wanted to know is, I've been feeling, you know, like in my back, like I'm in labor.
Kundalini.
Mm-hmm.
Lower back.
Right.
Oh, yeah, like it's like labor pains, though. Like, you know, I've had children, and I know what labor is like.
Yeah.
Right.
Kundalini, not fun. Sometimes it's happening at that level. Yeah, sometimes it's happening at that level that Kundalini activity is rushing, and you'll feel that in your back.
The serpentine fire.
I would say meditation. Get with the lean. The lean could probably tell you some breathing techniques to help move it. Stretching, stretching, meditations, visualizations,
walking.
And all that. I guess any form of exercising. But you know, I would say yoga as well if you're into that. But breathing, but visualization, but stretching definitely. And really, you have to bear through with it because sometimes it'll, based upon your birth date and all that stuff, something will line up cosmically and it'll be going down with you. You know what I'm saying? So you have to bear through it. A lot of these type of things, when I was doing all that, let me do all these Kundalini techniques and try all of that, it would just hurt the hell, and there was really nothing I really could do. You know what I'm saying?
But then eventually it goes away, right?
Yeah. It'll definitely go away. It should definitely pass. If it doesn't pass, maybe let's pretend it's something else, but it sounds like Kundalini, especially if you just call in and also asking about the chakras as well.
Yeah, because I kind of like, well, I'm connecting this, you know.
Yeah, which is that. So you would just have to grin and bear it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Aleem may want to add on to that.
Right. I mean, is the upswelling of energy in the lower area because that's the dwelling place or the abode of Kundalini. So one of the techniques is to cause that energy to expand. Even though it's an upswelling, you want it to expand or become or spread out within your auric field. And one of the things in order to do that is the 7171 breath technique. You would breathe in for a count of seven, hold it for one count or 1 second, then breathe out for 7 seconds, and then hold it for 1 second. And then you would do that like...
Oh, okay. Wait. I was doing it wrong because I would count seven. I don't know where I got that from. Hold seven and then let go. But I don't do it like that. You say count seven and do what?
Right. You'll breathe in for a count of seven. So you'll breathe in. As you're breathing in, one, two, three... Hold it for one count. Hold it for 1 second. One. And then out for 7 seconds. One, two, three, four, okay. Five, six, seven. And then hold it again for one count. That is one breath. That whole cycle right there is just one breath. So you do 99 more of them. By the time you reach the 100 breath, you will feel the energy move from that area throughout your whole auric form.
Okay. Well, thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Well, good information there, Miss Vanquish.
Hey. Hey, I'm all right now. I'm all good. Thanks, guys.
Hey, you
all right.
Peace, Goddess.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got area code 205. 205, you're on the line. 205. All right, area code 205. Let's see if you want to come on live. All right, we're going to continue going on then. I guess they're not ready. Brother Panic, you here?
I'm still here.
All right. So we can continue on discussing some things until I can pull one of them up here.
Cool, yeah. I think we should, I don't know if you're available. We'll come back next week.
Okay, you can do that.
So maybe we'll do a subject too. Okay. We'll bring on another subject and all of that.
Okay.
But I'm,
okay.
You know, with it because I don't like giving that echo that we gave him tonight.
Right. Any closing remarks before we go there? And tell everybody to check it out next week.
Next week. I mean, we can still, chat it up till we get kicked off. Something will come up. Another good book, if you can get it, W.H. Mueller, which is and it's out of print, and he goes hard. It's actually Kenneth Grant wrote it under that pen name, R.H. Mueller or W.H. Mueller. It's called Polaria, The Gift of the White Stone. And it's out of print, but I've seen somebody recently get it. If you can get that, and I know you guys are PDF hunters, try to get that. He goes in very hard with a lot of symbology. And a lot of symbology with Lucifer and Necronomicon and the pineal gland. And Kenneth Grant took over the OTO after Crowley. So I know he was always accused. Somebody told me he might have got kicked out. I don't know. Of the OTO for giving out secrets. But clearly in that book under that pen name,
right.
He was giving out a lot of secrets. What may turn you off, because he talks about the white Isis a lot.
Yeah.
Now, us as regular religious Negroes tend to, think they're talking about the white woman or white people. Mm-hmm. You got to get out your mind. You got to remember black and white are not really colors. They symbolize negative and positive polarity. They symbolize one end to the next end. You get what I'm saying? So when he's talking about the black Isis must become the white Isis, he's talking about the purity or the transformation, not no white woman or not nothing that looks white.
Right.
So people might get turned off of that. But if you can get past that, which you should be able to get past that, because we're a little bit adult, he gives a lot of technique on the alchemy of the pineal. Now, you also will hear in a lot of books, Libra Nolan, The Psychonaut, Libra Chaos comes to mind. They in all occult sciences, they do not talk about the word melanin. Because once you say melanin, you say black people. They talk about it's always in code words of how you get into the DMT with your mind. This ain't just a theory.
Like in the movie Doom with the melange, the spice of
melange,
life.
Melange, right. The spice of life. They're talking about melanin, and they're talking about activating the melanin. In Libra Nolan, the Psychonaut, I believe they call it Kia or Kaya, K-I-A. But they're talking about melanin. They can't say melanin. what's his name, Krishna, as the butter thief. Just talking about melanin. And that's just the stuff I remember off the head. You know what I'm saying? But when I was studying this stuff, each book, especially in mythology, they would have this soma, this substance, this elixir, this all of these special potions and drinks that they were referring to, or activating potions and drinks, or activating, or in the Bible, turning water into wine. It's talking about turning melanin into DMT. That's what that's talking about. This happens in the body. So, because if you say the word melanin, black people tend to think it's their skin color, and then you give the whole party away. You get what I'm saying? So there's always these code names. White people never use melanin because it's scholarly suicide for them. So they use these code words, but if you know what you're looking at, then you know it's been talking in occult science, they've been showing us, because it's only our information repeated, showing us that this melanin can be active. You get what I'm saying? Can be activated into this DMT and different levels of DMT. You get what I'm saying? Does this stuff exist? Is everything in your body exist in nature? That was like rule 101. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you're going to find it somewhere in nature, but the nature is only mimicking your mind. That's what I thought. You know what I'm saying? The story of Adam and Eve, Adam names all the animals because it's the animals is a reflection of him mastering his mind. Like, what you people reading? You know what I'm saying? It represents him naming all the animals of the planet, or because once you name something, you control something. So it represents, these animals represents aspects of his mind and his powers. That's why the Egyptians used animals as zootypes to explain God powers, because it represents the God powers in you expressed through this zootype or through animals. So everything in nature is in you, including DMT. Just by your standard everyday Bible. Come on, man. It's like, really? Like, really? You know what I'm saying? Well, like I said, you know, I'm here to empower folks and make you understand that that you do have access to all your ancients have access to. They have atrophied in you. There are techniques that are on the planet now that do this. This is not a theory. It's been happening with me. I know it's been happening with Leem. I know it's been happening with Bobby. I'm sure there's many others, and there's many other stories of people tapping in and making those progresses. So ain't nothing wrong with you. As long as you got a pineal gland, you're able to do this. So one of the things that do help you that I do sell, and like I said, it should be a stepping stone. You should not. It's not a drug. I don't sell drugs. It's natural herbs, all natural. It's a combination. I don't tell my combination, but everything in the herbs you can eat. The only warning is if you're pregnant or nursing, you shouldn't take the herbs. But they're all this one herb. They say don't do that, so I follow that. You will pee clean. There's no drugs. There's different types of herb packs for different types of goals. I just added a new list of herb packs, so you need to email me for that. New spiritual baths, new meditation CDs, plus I'm doing the God Force readings to give you a pantheon of deities based upon your name and other information of deities you can work with, and I'll show you quickly how to work with them to empower yourself, the hidden portion of yourself, the classes that are out, you know. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Send me an email, panicpack@hotmail.com. And you know, as long as that party's going on, it allows me to keep this party of science going on. And, you know, we plan on doing it every Wednesday night at 8. You know what
all
I mean?
Right. All right.
So I guess, you know, we'll wrap it up. Well, I'll probably just come back with another subject next week and question and answer. So, you know, you give them more bang. I don't want to keep on going on. You know, how many times can you tell a nigga to open up his pineal? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Maybe we'll go on to something else or something.
All right. We'll go to AOL. Oh, go ahead, Al. This might be the last question for tonight. You want to make sure that everyone get this information before we go off the air. Brother L, we ain't get a chance to hear from you tonight. You got something to drop before I bring on this last caller.
Okay.
Yeah. How y'all doing?
Fine, sis. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. This is Afia from Arkansas. I have two questions. One, Brother Panic, I know I waited 2 months after class to ask for my classes and couldn't download them right, but, you know, I'm going to hit you on Skype.
Yeah, just hit me on Skype and I'll give them to you. All you got to do is catch me on Skype. Send me a smile and I'll just send you the classes.
Okay. And I've gotten a love bath from you. And right now I got some like heavy stuff going. I feel like I'm depressed or something. So I know I need to, I guess, cleanse my aura or whatever, because it's no reason I should be, you know, just have this, I don't know, it's like a brooding, I don't know. But
okay, listen. So, when you take a love bath, what happens is it is challenging you with self-love. If you took the class, remember when I told you about thought forms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how they hold on to your aura based upon your own thought. And when you take the bath, you immediately shock that thought. And the thought wants to survive. So what the thought does, it gives you more of what it is. You basically created a deity. So whatever that may be, depression, or my daddy never did this, or my mom, you know, whatever story you have, and that would drive you to need a love bath, that story is going to try to hold on when you actually take that bath or do that spiritual work. So you got to know that. So at the end, any spiritual bath you take, you got to get to the core of your thinking. The idea is supposed to be you're wiping this clean and you bring it to the forefront, and then you're trying to see what is fighting you. You get what I'm saying? Well, what am I feeling? So these feelings that you're beginning to tell me, you have to identify what's generating them. See, you won't see if you don't take the bath, it becomes a part of your being. You get what I'm saying? So you never meet that person. That motherfucker's just an asshole. That motherfucker's always depressed. Or that motherfucker's always acting like this. If that person took a spiritual bath, the idea is he's confronted with his problem. You get what I mean? So that problem is you're now being confronted with it. So you have to find out what's generating that when you take that bath.
Okay.
So, I mean, because at the core, remember, your thoughts is what brings you. So, like, even if somebody did something to you, your reaction in terms of your thoughts is what makes it true. You get what I'm saying? So if you say this guy, Melvin, did that, now I need a love bath, you only agree to what Melvin's agenda was. So your mind actually made up your mind to do that. So when you're confronting with it, so Melvin didn't do nothing. He only stimulated your thought either by force or manipulation or subconscious manipulation or however Negro would do it, where you agree to it. So you have to break the agreement. So the first thing, most people don't know what it is, but you know it's the general area of love. You get what I'm saying? So you take the bath, then the thoughts will say, I'm trying to survive, because now you done shocked the aura and your aura is vibrating at a higher level. But if you bring the same thoughts back and do the same thing, all you're doing is just lowering the aura back to where you was in the beginning. So with every bath, any bath, you're always going to be confronted with the problem. And then that's how you deal with it.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, because for the past couple of days, I've been trying. I know it's just thought, and I know it's what I've built up, so I've been trying to reverse it, but it was just heavy, and so I remembered I bought that bath, like, a few months ago. So I was like, maybe, okay, so that'll shock the aura, so then me working
It'll clean the aura, but remember, it's generated from your thoughts. So it's saying, oh, shit, I don't have no place to live if she cleans me out. Because it's generated by you. So it's like it turns into survival mode and tries to give you more of your existence. So, for instance, when you go, I'm a clumsy person. I'm clumsy. It always happens to me. I'm clumsy. You're actually creating a thought form called clumsy. And it's not mad at you. It's just saying, that's what you asked for. Clumsy, your definition of clumsy. So it lives with you. And you walk around every day saying, I'm clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
So then you go, you know something? I don't want to be clumsy no more.
Right.
Because for something like this, you won't necessarily take a spiritual bath, but you'll just say, I don't want to be clumsy. Guarantee you, you will trip down a flight of stairs, fall off the bus, because clumsy is now saying, I want to survive.
Wow.
So it's going to show you, it's going to give you, it's going to make its last stands with you. You get what I'm saying? And if you can get up and say, fuck that, I'm not clumsy. Still after that, you'll find that that's how you're actually becoming something else. You're upping your vibration. So that's what baths do. You know what I'm saying? Generally what baths do. But most people fall in the same rut of thinking, therefore the spiritual bath doesn't work. Each herb that's outside of you, you're using to help something that's inside of you. You get what I'm saying? That's yet again another DMT reference. The crystals, if you look at the Melody's book, A Kaleidoscope of Crystals, every single crystal is a detailed definition of crystallized energy that resides in you. The crystal works because it communicates with the frequency in you. So if you have lung problems, let's just say, you get a crystal for your lungs, it's communicating with the frequency of healing inside of you. So the crystal's not doing it alone, it's working with you. You get what I'm saying? But it's only working with something that's in you. So all of this shit is in you. These herbs are in you for baths. You get what I'm saying? The whole concept of drugs is to shut down the conscious, waking, chattering mind. That's the whole concept of drugs.
Exactly.
So the subconscious mind can emerge and give you its story uninhibited by the player hater or the ego. So the herb pack is a way to do this without the use of drugs. A more natural way. I've always been about the natural way. The more natural way to do it, if you're not a smoker, you can drink it as a tea. And it helps to inhibit and stop the chatter for you to have realization. This is old news now. You get what I'm saying? Where people said, my life has changed because of your herbs, Panic. I've stopped smoking. I can now see this. I'm able to read better. I'm able to meditate better. I'm able to sleep better. I'm able to fuck better. I'm able to eat better. I can taste my food now. You know what I'm saying? Guess what, Panic? There's no Jesus. Thank you. Because these herbs have the effect on them, and whatever is blocking them, whatever is inhibiting that gateway, it works for them in their own way. It doesn't just do one thing. It helps pineal activity, and whatever your path is, you start realizing it because you start reaching out towards that light. The memory of why you're here starts to come back online. We don't play with this shit. You get what I'm saying? These things are happening. You get what I'm saying? Get off the mushroom, get an herb pack, and get some fucking results. You get what I'm saying? Be walking around here on water and all the rest of that kind of shit. You get what I'm saying? Now, so the whole idea is, and since you was in the class, you should know how hard I went on thinking and changing your thinking, changing your essence, the way you think, the way you deal with these things. So that's the biggest deal. This whole conscious movement is a journey within itself. It's called Know Thyself. And so based upon what you're doing is you just fell from grace into humanity, and now your choice is to walk up out of humanity back to grace. So you have to go step by step. Remember, we went through the whole chakras, and we're in the chakra system, in the lower chakra system, your personalities are developed. You have to deal with what really hurts, what your father did or didn't do, what your moms did or didn't do, what your brothers and sisters did or didn't do, what you had and didn't have. You didn't have the prom date or the Nikes. You have to come to terms and fall in love with that. You get what I'm saying? Love is the key frequency. You have to fall in love with even the ignorance. That's one of the things I teach, too.
I don't know if you was in that class when I was took, because early in the class I used to talk about how to fall in love with even the ignorance, not accept it or do it, but the realm you're trying to tap into is the realm of love, a gate, another gateway through the heart to even start with the pioneer.